If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Howdy, howdy. Looks like it might turn cloudy.
I rebuke this in the name of the Lord.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
I'll be fine.
And the prayers of a grateful nation are answered.
Why do you like doing this to yourself?
Because I have a lot of money, but I'm not going to show my life.
Tell me you're going to stop drinking. Tell me right now. Or I'm not going to talk to you ever again. And I will totally disown you because it's not fair to meet your family. What you're doing.
I'll be fine.
What's his appeal?
This is a mess.
Clearly, you have been damaged somehow, some way, along the way, psychologically.
This is a mess.
You have made bad choices.
This is a mess.
Are you addicted to drugs?
I'll be fine.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You want to get high?
No.
I think
you
do.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana is delicious.
Roll another one. Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit.
Smoke weed.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Keep that faith. Stand with the chicken workers.
Roll another one.
Smoke weed.
Just like the other one.
Oh, yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
This one seems to be about to end. I don't have another cent.
I love pot.
But don't bogart that joint. Just pass it around.
There it goes, babe.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend. I just pass it on down.
And now.
How much do you smoke?
This will be a little demonstration of that. Listen up.
What was that?
That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
Our feature presentation.
This is the moment. Oh, we are. This day or never. I'll sit together with the gods when I look back. This was the moment, the greatest moment I've ever
No one's ever clapped louder during the middle of a song than that. Ever.
It's the Hoff, man.
Ever.
Come on, you can't deny the power of the Hoff.
That open was fantastic.
He's the best.
He's the best. I love him. Well, now that he's not filming the America's Got Talent show, maybe he'll have more time to drink and we'll get another video.
We did have a sighting yesterday. What a new nephew.
Yeah, someone was out partying with him.
Got a girl
they?
Called, said that she was out drinking with him and he was doing karaoke. Drunk karaoke.
How can nobody get that on tape, by the way?
No
Somebody
kidding.
Must have filmed that.
Where's Harvey Levin's cameras? They're everywhere.
Yeah, everybody's got a video camera in their cell phone now. Come on.
That song reminds me of this song.
A star of gold upon the chest for all to see.
CHP theme song.
Wearing the badge of the CHP. In his arms, no.
All right. Remember that?
That was for the CHP? That's what that was?
Yeah, remember we found that theme song?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hey, that's fascinating and all, but Lisa has a problem with her hoo-ha she needs some help with.
What problem?
Yesterday, I had my private self-defense class.
Right. Is that a euphemism?
No.
Okay.
And we did a thing where you take a piece of chalk and because we've been learning knife techniques. Mm-hmm. So you want to see how many times you've been actually stabbed. So my partner and I were trading off trying to stab each other with the chalk
with
and
chalk.
The other one was using defense maneuvers.
Okay.
Well, at one point he grabbed me by the wrist because I had the chalk and he pulled me in and popped his knee up and he slammed his knee into my groin.
Right in your balls.
Had I had balls, that's where it would be. I guess it would be my pelvic region.
Wow.
And there's an enormous bruise now.
Wow.
Right next to my hoo-ha.
Lightning, bring in the video camera. We need this for the website.
Yeah, we're not putting it up.
Hey, if we can put up somebody chasing a spider, we can put that up.
Yeah, that's what people want to see.
How badly did your self-defense partner want to win? Come on.
It was, you know, sometimes things just happen.
Yeah, I'm
you
sure
don't know
they
what's
do.
Going on, but it took my breath away. I've never experienced that. Girls will
you
understand.
Liked it, didn't you?
It's kind of like falling on a bike. It's a little bit like that.
Okay. Mm.
Which is different for girls than guys, but it's not fun.
Wow.
You should have probably iced it, but that was just too stupid.
Lightning, get some ice.
All right.
We're gonna need that.
There's no hair on her vagina. Do you think she's okay?
She's fine. So it's bruised in some junk.
It's
now is that going to
really bruised.
Is that going to impact your plans for the weekend, Lisa?
I don't know.
Are you walking
That's a good
funny?
Question. No, I'm okay. But when I sit and my jeans stretch a certain way, I'm definitely
You're
aware
in
of it. Yeah.
No, well, you need
I
to take the jeans off.
I think it might need to be kissed.
All right.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, that's just not even fair to come in here with that.
Doc, come on in.
That's just not even fair. By the way, it reminds me that you know, from time to time, we'll talk to or talk about or point out people with ridiculously funny names.
He has everything, Lightning. He
what
just
do you
came
have?
In with,
what
like,
is that?
Ice packs.
These are ice packs.
Little mini, like about the size of a top of a Coke can.
You scare
blue.
Me.
Yep.
What do you just
Fantastic.
Pop them in their ice?
Yep. They're cold.
Well,
and a Lean Cuisine.
And a Lean Cuisine. That's cold. So just put it down there.
All right, I'll just...
Sorry, B.
Right,
what were you
saying? Pants. Oh, look at this. Wow.
Okay. Oh, that is
wow.
Funny. Go ahead.
She's doing that. my all-time favorite, I think, is the real-life gynecologist in Northern Virginia whose name is Harry Beaver. I mean, that's the best. That's the ultimate. You can't beat that. It's true. It's a real guy, a real doctor. His name's Harry Beaver, right?
Right.
Yesterday, I was tipped off to a woman who is a teacher in a biology teacher at the University of Albany. Asian teacher. Her name is Shouya Wang.
Oh,
Shou,
really?
Shouya Wang. Shouya Wang.
I like
and,
it.
And it's just so fitting for the conversation that we're having.
I like it.
That's awesome.
How's it working down there?
It's good.
Yeah?
It feels kind of good, yeah.
Right.
Lightning came through.
He did.
I'm shocked.
He's usually not an expert in that region.
Yeah. So, thank you. I'll be better.
Okay.
Oh, I went to Cirque du Soleil last night, by the way.
Yeah.
It just opened at the Forum. So good.
That's
so
that's all kinds of weirdness. That's
and
weird music and weird acrobats.
Kevin, I know you have to take your twins.
Yeah.
They got some stuff with the little people that's crazy.
Midgets? They have midgets in
they're
there?
They're not. I mean, they're perfectly proportioned little people.
Is that a midget?
I don't know. Dwarf, I think, is
the little legs.
Yeah, dwarf, you have like a normal head to your
right.
waist, and then you've got stumps for legs.
Not dwarfs.
Midgets.
I mean, they were doing.
How tall were they?
3 feet. Maybe
3 feet,
3.5.
Are you sure they weren't 3-year-olds?
No.
Okay.
No. But and they could bend all different ways. They were doing all sorts of bendy things. And they took the lady midget, and they had these big balloons, and they launched her over the audience, and we like bounced her around like you do with a beach ball at a baseball game.
You bounced around a midget holding on to balloons?
It was awesome.
That's
the best thing I've ever heard.
So much fun.
Lisa, how do those Cirque du Soleil people work every single night with the phenomenal feats of dexterity and don't get a bruised hoo-ha? And you go to one self-defense class and you can barely move. What's up with that?
I'm lame. That's really the only explanation.
Did any of the midgets that were in that show appear to look like Psycho Mike's mother? Did it look like her?
No, she was blonde.
Okay.
But otherwise, she definitely could have been.
Got it.
Definitely.
Just taller.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? It's Friday, the 24th of... at 6:05, we're going to talk about Lisa May's hoo-ha. 6:20, 6:35, Lisa May's hoo-ha. 7 o'clock, hoo-ha calls. Then we're going to have a Psycho Mike song about the hoo-ha, 8 o'clock hour. Trapped in the Closet, Chapter 21, R. Kelly. This is the second to last chapter.
I hear it's brutal.
We have today and we have Monday. Yeah. And that's it.
Poor Ralph. And he's deflating.
Do we know yet if that is the end of the series or is this just another pause and then he'll come back in a year with Chapter 23?
It is not the end. That means there's going to be a huge cliffhanger.
Okay.
Oh, my
God. Or
a
cliffhanger. Or an unanswered question. Or somebody to remember.
Okay.
Something like that at the end of it. But two more days. You can buy it on DVD now, and it's so worth seeing. And you can also go to Kevin and Bean at krock.com. Go to the video page. It's just magic. Also on today's show, we have tickets for the K-Rock LA Invasion. And we're going to do that with a little game we like to call Got to Be Real with Be Real.
Perfect.
That's ludicrous.
Who's going to be in the studio with us from Cypress Hill. I have to ask him if he was there at Pepper Spray the Bells when the pepper spray hit.
Of course he was.
Oh, yeah.
He had to be.
Did
somewhere.
We go on after them, or who did we go on after?
Right after Cypress Hill.
Right?
Yeah, remember, because I was fascinated by their grips and their techs were loading in and loading off their stage set.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you see usually it's like guitars and drum sets and whatnot, and they're loading it all into the equipment cases. As a part of their set, they had like 5 bongs. And they had their own, like equipment cases and everything. And this guy's cleaning out bongs. He had rubbing alcohol. And
he's a bong handler.
He was a roadie, and that was his job, to take care of their bongs.
That's the best. Yeah. You'll never believe it. I'm touring with Cypress Hill.
But he's so accustomed to, like, weird gases and inhaling strange things. I doubt the pepper spray even affected him.
Probably. But when they brought in the crop dusting planes with pepper spray,
and just a little much.
Did the whole audience, I didn't know if that was good for him. Also on today's show, Weird Fears. We're going to do that in the 7 o'clock hour. We talked about Jodie Foster, who's afraid of shopping.
Yeah.
Ralph did that story in the Showbiz Beat. And Lisa just kind of piped up from the corner of the room. She's just like, I'm a little afraid of that. God, and we said, what?
I was saying in the office yesterday, I hadn't really thought about it, but... shoes. I don't, you know, most women, the joke is they have like 100 pairs of shoes and I have like 5.
Why?
And because,
you're afraid?
I start to get, cause I have to try on a lot of shoes to find shoes that are comfortable.
Right.
And I start to kind of perspire and get a little nervous and eventually I just have to leave. So mostly I just don't go.
But you know, but why?
I don't know why. I don't know. Some sort of weird phobia.
That's bizarre. Is that too many choices, maybe, or something like that?
Well, definitely too many choices. That I get overwhelmed really easily.
Do you hear this in your head when you're shopping?
Shoes. Oh, my God. Shoes. Let's get some shoes. Let's get some shoes.
She's breaking out now, oddly enough. Also on today's show, we have the Kevin and Bean Players performing a scene from The Hills.
That should be great. That I'm looking forward to.
Should be fantastic. We Shaolin Robot not working today. We actually are making her come in so she can be part of the Kevin and Bean Players.
Come on, you can't be serious. She's an Oriental, for Christ's sake.
Nice.
And also we have the Kevin and Bean Rock Hour on Jordan's number one hit music station. We talked yesterday to the program director from a station in Jordan. That's in the Middle East, right next to Iraq.
Right.
And they want our show. And to us, that seems like maybe the worst idea ever. Because they can't talk about a lot of things, including, you know, politics and sex and anything else, drinking. So our show may not be right for that. But we edited up what it would sound like if it were in Jordan.
Okay.
And I think you'll like it. That's coming up this morning. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next.
Right now it's 5:53, Friday morning. Ralph's got the first look at the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning. Before I get to the Showbiz news, I heard you guys playing Shoes earlier this morning by Kelly.
Yeah.
One of our favorite artists. Of course, that's Liam, the comedian slash actor slash musician who plays the role of Kelly in those videos that were made popular on YouTube.
Right.
We have a little of that?
We do, as a matter of fact.
Cheers. Oh, my God. Cheers. Let's get some shoes. Let's get some shoes. These shoes rule. These shoes suck. These shoes rule. These shoes suck.
I think you have too many shoes.
Shut up.
I think you have too many shoes.
Shut up. Stupid boy. Let's party.
The videos are hysterical. If you'd like to see Kelly live, she will be playing tomorrow night in concert at the House of Blues on Sunset Boulevard. It's 8 o'clock Saturday night. Doors open at 8, rather. The show starts at 9. It's an all-age show. You can get tickets at HOB.com, the House of Blues website, or a Ticketmaster if you're so inclined.
He also has this one.
Let me borrow that top. I want to borrow that top. Aren't we friends? Aren't we friends?
Batch. What are you saving it for?
Batch.
Don't be a batch.
Don't be a batch.
It is nice every once in a while when Psycho Mike brings in something from his personal CD collection.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know that's his posing music.
Yep. It's his ringtone and everything.
When he goes to Rip Fest 2007 this year in Vegas, he'll be posing to that.
Europe, actually.
What's it? Europe?
Europe.
Final Countdown?
Final Countdown, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Well, big day in celebrity jail time.
Hi. Sorry.
Hi, how
sorry.
Are you? Just keep your hands off the buttons while I'm talking.
Don't touch anything, Kevin.
Just sit there like a good boy and listen.
My bad.
Use your inside behavior.
Don't have any.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Yeah, it does. Big day in celebrity jail time. We found out that Lindsay Lohan was indeed avoiding any felony charges when the Los Angeles District Attorney yesterday announced that she'd face 7 misdemeanor counts for her 2 DUI arrests in less than 3 months. Turns out that the coke she had in her pants was under 0.05 grams, which is required by the state to qualify for a felony charge.
Oh, so if you have that much, you're okay? Not okay, just not a felony.
They don't encourage it, but apparently it has to be over 0.05 grams in order to be considered felony.
Good thing she did a lot of that just possession. Before she went in.
Yep. Yeah, she snorted off.
You got it snorted.
If I get pulled over, just go. I'm just going to do a whole 8-ball before the cop gets to the window. Hey, officer, how you doing?
Sounds like good advice based on what we're learning from Lindsay's case.
Yeah. And it also worked in her favor that she got her 2 DUIs so close to each other.
Why?
Because the court looks at that and says, this is a person with a serious addiction problem. This isn't some idiot who just doesn't care about the law. They can't help themselves. So when it comes to sentencing, they're more inclined to give you treatment than jail time because it proves that you have an actual addiction problem.
Why do I feel like that wouldn't have been the conclusion if that were me?
I don't know.
If you could afford her lawyer, it would have been the conclusion. Apparently, this woman is the best.
But your assistant Linus would have broken you out if you were in jail. Anyway.
That's true.
He would have had a file don't outside the bars. And
don't have that.
Oh, like you
If
don't.
You missed Kevin's personal assistant, Linus, we'll be speaking with him just after 6 o'clock this morning. I think you're going to have some real insight into our man's personal life.
So the judge, thinking that she has a real problem and needs treatment versus jail time, gave her the minimum sentence for the second drug driving offense, 4 days behind bars.
Wow.
Now, Lindsay's already served 24 hours of that, so she gets credit for time served. And she took the option of doing 10 days of community service versus 2 days of that sentence. So she will end up with 1 day of jail time.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
When all is said and done.
Are you kidding
after
me?
After all of that, 1 day of jail time.
Wow.
And this is chasing somebody at an extreme rate of speed
stealing
while drunk.
Car.
Yeah, with cocaine. Yeah, that's right. Stealing the car. I mean, this is all of that, and it's a day in jail or less.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, Lindsay, of course, is doing drug rehab currently at the Cirque Lodge in Utah. And she has to complete that treatment and then also go into another court-appointed drug rehab program. So she's got some classes and things to attend to, but 1 day at jail ain't bad. No. All things considered.
That's shocking.
You know what's better than 1 day in jail?
Wait.
None?
1 hour in jail. That's what Nicole Richie did yesterday.
An hour?
Yep.
Why?
Remember Nicole Richie who drove backwards down the 134?
Yes.
All hopped up on goofballs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She stopped the car in the what was it? Like in the left lane or something.
She was in the carpool lane?
Yeah. She surrendered herself to the Lynwood Correctional Facility yesterday. Home, of course, her best friend Paris Hilton.
Sure.
To serve out her 4 days that she was sentenced with, but due to overcrowding, she was released after an hour and 22 minutes.
Wow!
Get 4, do an hour.
Wow. I need to be a movie star.
Or TV whatever, star.
Or whatever Nicole
is.
Or
whatever she is, the daughter of a famous person.
Yeah, that's what you need to be. So, there's your celebrity justice update.
Damn!
You know, we can say what we want to about Brit. But Lindsay's been in jail, Paris has been in jail, Nicole's been in jail. So far, Brittany not spending any time behind bars.
Oh, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, it really
I
is.
Hope so.
Because it turns out that Britney Spears may not even qualify to be a mother to animals.
Oh, no.
The National Enquirer reports last month she took her new pet Yorkie, London.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Put the puppy in the crib with her 2 sons.
Bad idea.
And left the room.
I left the room?
Yeah. The babies treated the puppy like it was a toy and threw it out of the crib onto the floor where it broke its leg and was found whining in pain.
Oh.
She had to make
an
emergency trip to the vet, and now the dog has a cast on its leg. But
Yeah, apparently she doesn't show that much good judgment when it comes to animals.
Is that the story where she
either.
Stopped her car in the middle of the street out in front of a vet?
Oh, and rushed in.
Yeah, that was her emergency vet trip.
She put her puppy in with her babies, and they threw it out of the crib, and it broke its
leg. They thought it was a stuffed animal or something. They're tossing it around, threw it out of the crib, landed on the floor, and broke its little leg.
Wow.
I'm hot.
So, come on. She's got to do some time soon, right?
Yes.
Wow, that's
Don't
hard to
think?
Believe.
You loving the Two Corys? You watching that Two Corys show?
Nope. Not even a little bit.
I tried not and I could not.
Oh. Not so a second of.
Well, then you might not be excited about the Three Joeys.
What's that?
Oh, no.
The New York Daily News reports that Joey Fatone, Joey McIntyre, and Joey Lawrence
come on.
All had an intimate meeting at the Palms in Vegas recently about the idea of joining forces for a Rat Pack-style show in Vegas featuring the three of them and Drew Lachey, but his name's not Joey, so it doesn't make nearly as good a story.
Oh my God. Come on.
Joey Fatone, Joey McIntyre, Joey Lawrence, and Drew Lachey.
I've had a lot of intimate meetings at the Palms in Vegas as well.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
You got intimate with a bottle of vodka. So that's what we have to look forward
that's
to.
That's a horrible idea.
What do Joey Buttafuoco, what does he do? I mean, what's his talent on
Joey
stage?
Joey Buttafuoco?
What are you talking about?
He wasn't mentioned him.
Oh, so who did you say? You said Joey Fatone.
Joey McIntyre and Joey Lawrence.
Oh, okay.
Joey
well, they're
Fatone
all singers, I guess.
Was from NSYNC. Joey McIntyre, New Kids on the Block. Joey
right.
Lawrence, from Blossom, and he also was a singer. And Drew
and
Lachey
Drew.
From 98 Degrees.
But if you had Joey Buttafuoco,
now you got a show.
Now I'll watch.
He'd be like the Joey Bishop of Before Joey's. That'd be awesome.
Right.
Get Joey Lauren Adams, too. Let's get everybody named Joey and put him on stage.
That idea Matt LeBlanc, he was in Joey.
That's
get
right.
him.
That idea is the booze talking right there.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that'd be great. We should do a show.
That'd be awesome.
Like the Rat Pack. I had to be Sinatra. No way, dude. I'm Sinatra. Yeah, it'd be good times. Also in reality TV news, Wayne Newton reportedly going to be appearing on the upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars. Wayne Newton.
Yeah, I got to avoid Vegas. Both at the same time.
Also reported to be considering joining the cast, Spice Girls, Victoria Beckham, and Melanie Brown. How are they going to tour and do that at the same time?
Don't know.
90210 alumni Jenny Garth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, they're pulling out all the stops, aren't they?
It's really Dancing with the Stars this year. This year, more than ever, Dancing with the Stars. And as I mentioned, Anchorwoman on Fox, worst show ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't like that much at all.
Blue.
This is the hot chick that's supposed to be reading news in a city in Texas.
In Texas, yeah. Canceled.
Canceled?
Yeah!
Canceled.
Oh, my God.
After how many airings?
One.
After one show.
Yeah.
Seriously.
After getting a dismal 3-share Wednesday night for its debut show and the general reaction of the public, which was this sucks, they have pulled the show from the airwaves. If you're dying to see how she does on her Texas news reading adventure, you can still watch it at the website, the Fox website.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a horrible idea for a show. It was very poorly executed and difficult to watch. But I got the impression, Ralph, after that 1 hour, that we'd pretty much seen everything that there was going to be. It's not like you were really excited
That's
about seeing it all
it
again next week.
It was a horrible idea for a show because you have to have something that has some potential built into it to have a story arc,
I
you know, not just
it.
She's an idiot and she can't read
right.
news. That's
and she actually was getting a little better, which was really going to take the fun out of it.
But how good could she get?
I don't know, but even not bad is too good.
It's boring. Right, exactly. It was a one-time deal, and it turned out to be a one-time deal, I guess.
Bad. Today's celebrity birthdays, Steve Guttenberg.
Yes.
Where is he?
He is working out with Psycho Mike in the afternoon.
How much do you need him?
You never see him. I love him.
He was on
you
Veronica Mars last season.
I really like
Dude,
him a lot.
Ralph.
He's one of the worst actors in movie history.
I disagree.
Goots was like Tom Hanks in the mid-80s. He was the man.
You're out of your freaking mind.
Could you just call him Goots?
Goots was the bomb.
From all the hilarious Police Academy work he did?
Three Men and a Baby in your face, bitch.
Yeah, he was carried comedically by Tom Selleck.
Cocoon.
That's how not funny he is.
Cocoon.
Setch.
Ugh.
The only decent performance he ever gave was Diner. Only one he ever gave.
Oh, Diner was awesome.
What about the one where there's dead people in a house, and one of them is Daryl Hannah, and she gets naked?
Not a good one?
Don't mention that one.
Dead people in a house. Daryl Hannah gets naked. You got me there, son.
That's all I know.
Sorry about that.
Are we still talking about Goots?
Goots. I think Psycho Mike is the Steve Guttenberg radio. That's why he's defending him. Because Guttenberg was always sort of ripped. He was taking his shirt off every opportunity, you know.
Dude, how likable was he in the Police Academy movies?
There none. Right. None
you
likable.
You wanted to be Officer Mahoney so bad, and all the chicks wanted to bang him.
Like, that's interesting to you.
The midget in the R2-D2 suit, Kenny Baker. He's 73 years old today.
Can we stop putting him in a trash can and filming him, please, now that he's 73? Can we give him a break?
You think he goes around like at bars going, I'm serious, it was me.
Sure it was, little man. Kilby, Craig Kilborn. Your guys, your pal, you were on his show.
We were.
You played Plinko with Jesus. I remember that episode.
We did.
It was very entertaining. He's 45 years old today. Dave Chappelle, actor, comedian, is 34. Rupert Grint, who played Ron Weasley in the Harry Potter movies, 19 years old today. And Marlee Matlin. We do this every year. We like to say happy birthday to Marlee because we know she listens. We don't know how she listens, but we know she listens to our show. I think she said, though, on the Craig Kilborn show, she talked about how
she listens. How's that for 1-2 punch right there?
She listens to the Kevin and Bean show. So, happy Monday, Marlee. She's 42 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So, an update, Kevin? Do you have anything, any kind of update for us on our journey to Ahmad Jordan?
I do. Yesterday, we talked to the program director of a radio station, Jordan's number one hit music station. We're talking about the Middle East here.
Mm-hmm.
They want to syndicate our program. The woman called, and she said she wanted to put on some rock, and her friends told her about our show.
I went to my boss and told him that we need to start putting on some more rock music, mm-hmm. and one of my coworkers mentioned that there's a Kevin and Bean show that all her friends are crazy about, and to go to K-Rock and to check it out. So I listened to you guys for about an hour that day, and then I emailed you guys.
She typed us up an email and said, Kevin and Bean, how would you like to be on in Jordan?
Why are we popular in the Middle East and so not popular in Southern California? What's that about?
I don't know exactly. We live here. We speak the language here. We talk about stuff that's going on here. No one listens. Yet somehow in the Middle East, we're huge.
Yeah, but it seems to us like this might not be the best decision, especially when she mentioned this.
I was listening and I was like, oh my God, they say the word naked a whole lot on their show.
Yeah, she was freaked out by that. So we said, what kind of, you know, strict standards would there be if we were to do a show there?
Everything needs to be censored here. From sex to religion to all of that, because we don't want to turn into too political or...
Well, you picked the right show then. And I thought, you know what? That's just too strict for us. We could never do that. And then I took like a random 5-minute chunk and get the showbiz beat up, please, the music. And I took it in the other room and I edited it according to those standards. Political, sexual, religion, drinking, all of those have to go away. And I'm kind of happy with the way it came out.
No kidding.
So you think this is something that could work on our air and also on the air in Jordan, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'd say I'm proud of this, as a matter of fact. Give it a listen.
You're listening to 99.6 FM, Jordan's number one hit music station. Station now with Kevin and Bean, the infidels in the morning.
Now the Kevin and Bean Rock Hour on Jordan's number one hit music station brings you the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman.
Scarlett Johansson has big plans for the future. I've got big plans for can. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Ralph.
I'm motorboating.
We can't do that in Amman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She is going to take a tour of duty in Iraq.
What?
She feels like she needs to give him a little morale boost.
She's got the Iraq to do it.
Scarlett said she doesn't know whether she'll sing during the tour or just ooze sex appeal from the stage.
Ooh. Just be sexy.
Somebody put a tarp under her if she's oozing her sex appeal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't want to ooze. FX Network has announced their new controversial series. They've ordered a pilot for a transsexual drama this fall. But a married guy who decides to get a sex change. Could be a bad surprise for the wife, doesn't it?
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, yeah.
The show will be called 4 Ounces.
4 ounces.
Because that is the weight of the average penis.
What makes me laugh is everyone measures it. Now they're going to start weighing.
We need to call that dude back who's got the penis measuring kit.
We need a scale.
Now we need a penis scale.
Yep.
4 ounces, by the way. I'm not bragging.
Seriously.
But, you know, it may start out 4 ounces, but eventually it's getting like a pound and a half. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? How about that Jenna Jameson, the porn star, huh? She bangs guys for a living.
That's so.
She spent the majority of her career with her legs. Her using her assholes for earrings, basically. That's what she used to do.
Yeah.
She had giant implants. 3 weeks ago, she had them taken out.
Nope. Yes. Kiss. Bang, 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 bang.
She had double D's. Now she's down to a C. She said she's done with porn. And that for her life story, the movie they're reportedly making about her, she would like Scarlett Johansson, Sienna Miller, or Rachel McAdams to play her.
Scarlett Johansson's got the rap to do it.
I don't think that works. He's playing his own rip shot, so what the hell? I mean,
Bean should get a job.
Again,
what is wrong with you?
He should get a job doing that.
Playing rip shots?
Oh, all right.
That's what he's very good at.
It's called a drummer. It's not called a rip job, Ralph. It's just a drummer.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Barbara Eden from I Dream a Genie. I used to dream a genie. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. We do.
Shelley Long.
I was a for Shelley.
You know what I'm saying? For God's sake.
She's 58 from Cheers, of course.
Gigantic vagina. Biggest vagina known to man. Huge.
Yeah, okay.
These big vagina ladies are getting away with murder.
It's not petite.
Something should be done. I don't know what can be done.
Think it's a
but
tiny...
something should be done.
Good point.
Julian Casablancas from The Strokes is 29 years old today.
Rick Springfield. Rick Mother Springfield, star of not only General Hospital, but the feature film To Hold. Rick is 58 years old today. Do we have time for a little Rick?
Yeah, we do.
Taste lean like a homo.
Them wide. Cheeks. Them wide.
I lean like a homo.
I do not appreciate your mashup, DJ Kevin.
No, that's not. That wasn't him?
No.
Right.
Kevin and Bean, now on 99.6 FM, Jordan's number one hit music station. Feel free to kill them.
It wasn't too distracting, right?
No, it sounds great.
We're in.
That was the worst beeping I've ever heard in my life. We are so going to have a fatwa against this. We'll so be dead by the end of the first hour.
We'll learn to do it better. It just takes a little practice. Time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO is the number. You guys know this song that I've been making fun of for a while.
Right in the summer, island, hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Because it's dumb?
Yes.
It's way dumb, yeah.
This guy called in with an Afro call for Lisa May, based on that, I believe.
Lisa May. May. Lisa May. Lisa May. May.
I can see that.
Nicely done.
Mm-hmm.
One of the many complaints about the following topic.
I was listening to the radio, and Dead the Fish was on. He was talking about girls, and before I knew it, he said something about putting his hand down his pants and then smelling his hand.
Come on.
Kirk, you.
Look, if we're lucky enough to have missed Jed saying that on the air, then don't infect our show with it, all right?
Mm-hmm. Here's a guy with a question about a song title.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, I need to know what the name of that old 80s song is. You know which one, the one that goes... So hit me up, let me know what's up, hey.
Kevin, I think you figured that one out, didn't you?
Trans X. Living in Video, is that the name of it? Living?
I think that's the song, yeah.
Shaolin Robot gets her share of love.
This message is for Shaolin Robot. This is Shaolo Robot. I want to connect up with you. Put my AC in your DC. Then we can dumpster dive together.
That's sexy, huh? Romantic?
It is funny how much fan mail Shaolin Robot gets because no one has less personality. Very nice girl
how
in person,
dare
but
you?
No, on the radio, no one comes across as having less personality than Shaolin Robot. Yet, for some reason, guys are just enamored of her.
How dare
I know I am.
We talked to that program director in Jordan. She's 24 years old, named Gata.
Yeah.
All right. That chick from Jordan sounds hot. You get a picture of her or anything like that? And I lick her. Assalamu alaikum. Allahu Akbar.
We'll see what we can do for you.
There's a video up of Janelle, our supermodel receptionist, sexually harassing us online. And then there's a new one yesterday.
So I asked for more video of smoking hot receptionist Janelle. And all I get are a few new snippets and a bunch of Dave the King of Mexico chasing a damn spider. You guys are such douches.
Yeah. I don't know how that decision got made.
Janelle is ridiculously hot, by the way. She's the kind of woman that's so hot that she shouldn't have a job. Like, she should just be able to just be pretty for a living.
Here's the next topic.
Chris Angel is a big douchebag, the douchiest of all.
Hello, Kevin and Bean. This is Chris Angel. I will attempt to make my fist disappear up my
Wow, sound like it worked.
Yeah.
And a song... by a guy for Psycho Mike. Not surprising.
Hey, Psycho Mike, I wrote this song for you today. I don't know why it is I wrote it, because I swear that I'm not gay. No, I'm not gay. But with your balls, I want to play. I want to play. Hey, Psycho Mike, I think your wife is really hot. She's a bootylicious woman that any man would like to hump, but I want you. Oh, the things I do to you. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Play with my pee-pee.
Oh. Easy, dude, easy. It sounds like he need to get on his MySpace and just have a little private conversation.
He really gave it his all, though, man. That guy came to perform, didn't he?
He did. He had a whole song written out.
Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Lindsay Lohan is addicted to drugs and alcohol.
What?
Really?
Yes.
No.
Shocking.
She made a statement yesterday via her publicists, and you know that someone wrote this for her once you hear the language that she uses in the statement. So it sounds like it was written by someone coherent and educated.
Educated in law, I imagine.
No, just in general, because if you've ever read any of her previous letters or open letters or that kind of stuff, she sounds like she's a moron. But here's the gist of it. It is clear to me, her statement begins, that my life has become completely unmanageable because I am addicted to alcohol and drugs. Recently, I relapsed and did some things for which I am ashamed. I broke the law. And today, I took responsibility by pleading guilty to the charges in my case. No matter what I said when I was under the influence on the day I was arrested, I am not blaming anyone else for my conduct other than myself. I thank God I did not injure others. I easily could have. I very much want to be healthy and gain control of my life and career, and I've asked for medical help in doing so. I am taking these steps to improve my life. Luckily, I am not alone in my daily struggle, and I know that people like me have succeeded. Maybe with time it will become easier. I hope so. Lindsay Lohan.
I can't believe you. Don't shut up.
Lindsay Lohan's manager.
Lindsay Lohan's publicist. In fact, yesterday we found out that Lindsay will be doing one whole day of jail time. That's 24 hours, people.
Wow.
That's just...
She's got to do that.
That's just
she's
so hard to
go
believe.
Behind bars, people, for 24 hours.
By the way, if she gets in there for 24 hours, how early is she going to get out for good behavior?
That's true. Here's the thing. She didn't get charged with any felonies because she didn't have enough blow in her pocket to qualify under the state law. So what they did was they took her two DUI arrests, which came within 3 months of each other, and pushed them all together into one big DUI. Then they said, well, she really is struggling with addiction because she gets drunk and drives so often. She must have a problem. So they gave her the minimum sentence for her second drunk driving offense, which is 4 days behind bars. She's already served 24 hours when she was arrested. She opted to doing 10 days community service instead of 2 days of that sentence, so she ends up with 1 day of jail time.
And it, doesn't it work this way? And I think I remember hearing something like this around the Paris Hilton case, that you serve any part of a day, you get credit for 24 hours, right?
Yeah, that's a day.
So it's not even really 24 hours. I mean, it could be a couple hours.
No, whatever she did when they pulled her in and put her in a jail cell, that's a day.
But how about the next day? Served. How about this? The 1 day she has to serve? Same thing. She'll go in and get out right away?
Well, yeah, go in late at night or something. Get out in the morning.
It's
Yeah.
If you look at the Nicole Richie case, Nicole went into Lynnwood Correctional Facility yesterday afternoon to serve out her 4 days that she was sentenced for driving under the influence of a substance.
That's yesterday, today, Saturday, Sunday.
No, not so much.
Not so much.
She was released after an hour and 22 minutes. Due to overcrowding at the jail.
Here's an idea. Let's build another jail.
She got out in 82 minutes for 4 days that she was supposed to do. Now, Lindsay's supposed to do 1 day.
Right.
So she should probably get out in about 20 and a half minutes.
Yeah. While they're fingerprinting her.
Yeah.
Gone. You're released.
She's going to have to leave before she goes in. That's how it's going to have to work with Lindsay.
Ralph, why were there no helicopters trailing Nicole Richie on her way to prison and there weren't any scenes of her crying in the back of the police car and all that drama that we saw with her best friend Paris?
Because the Richie camp are geniuses, and they did it on the day when Lindsay Lohan was facing her charges and made her plea deal and the district attorney was making his public announcement about her charges.
Smart.
So it's... Look over here. Look over here.
Exactly.
It's that kind of thing.
It's, it's a mind freak, man.
People don't care as much about her as they do Paris, though. Do you think?
No. But on a lesser news day, they would have been all over it.
Yeah, she's tabloid fodder for real.
Yeah. Lindsay, by the way, has to do 36 months on probation. She has to complete an 18-month alcohol education program above and beyond her time she's spending now at the Circ Lodge in Utah. She has to pay a couple $100 in fines and has to do a 3-day county coroner program in which she has to visit a morgue and talk to the victims of drunken drivers.
Dude.
Oh, wow.
Good times. Good times.
I need the name of her lawyer.
Yeah.
That seems to have done well for her.
You
should have it on the speed dial.
Yeah, you should. And I love lists.
Yeah.
And there's a great one that comes from Spinner.com, the music news website. They've got a list of the 25 best opening lyrics in history. It is an amazing list.
Number 25, you were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar.
That's all you need to hear. You know what song you're talking about.
You want to get right into that story when you hear it.
Sure.
Number 24, I've been a bad, bad girl. Sure. Fiona Apple's Fiona criminal. Apple. 23, you've never closed your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. From okay, you lost that love and feeling.
Right.
22, go shorty, it's your birthday. Number 21, hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, dear God.
From The Sound of Silence.
That's a great opening line, though, Kevin. You may not like them, but
it sucks you in right away, though, when you hear that. Sex Pistols, number 20, I am an antichrist.
That's pretty good.
That catches your attention. Number 19, well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. George Michael's Faith. Merle Haggard, number 18, we don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. Number 17, Prince, I was dreaming when I wrote this, from 1999.
Sure.
Pavement's Stereo was number 16. Pigs, they tend to wiggle when they walk. Number 15, Billie Jean's from Michael Jackson. She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene.
Okay.
Jimi Hendrix, there must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief all on the watchtower.
That's a great line.
14. Number 13, what's with these homies dissing my girl?
That's good.
Yes.
Buddy Holly by Weezer. Number 12, a candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night.
Oh.
Roy Orbison's In Dreams, which has never been creepier, by the way, than if you've ever seen Blue Velvet and you see...
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Who is it does that?
Frank Booth.
No, Dennis who's the Robert one who sings it?
Harry Dean Stanton?
Dean Stockwell.
Dean Stockwell, that's right.
Yeah.
Sure enough.
Number 11 on the list. Oh, I just don't know where to begin. Elvis Costello's Accidents Will Happen. Number 10, Tommy used to work on the docks. Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer. 9, Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not for mine. Patti Smith's Gloria. Number 8, well, it's 1 for the money, 2 for the show, 3 to get ready. Now go, cat, go. Carl Perkins, Blue Suede Shoes. Number 7, in a time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey. Beck's Loser. Number 6, why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near?
Oh.
The Carpenters, close to you. Number 5, don't call to come back from Mama Said Knock You Out by LL Cool J.
Sure.
Number 4, well, she was just 17. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Beatles, sorry, standing there. Hey ho, let's go. Number 3, Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones. I was born in a crossfire hurricane. Jumpin' Jack Flash by the Rolling Stones was number 2.
Can I guess?
Number 1.
Can I guess the opening lyrics?
Best opening lyrics of all time, according to Spinner.com.
Hey there, Delilah.
No, sadly not.
Not that.
What, no.
What in the butt? No, that's not it either.
Drum roll again, please, Bean.
Okay. She's a very kinky girl.
Oh, the kind you don't take home to mother?
Super sure. Free. Rick James, bitch. Number 1. Best opening lyric ever.
That is a good list because almost all of those lyrics, you are really just dropped right into a different world. You want to find out how the story goes. That's
exactly.
That's an interesting idea for a list.
It's a real good list. And it's a good cross-section of all kinds of music, too, which I thought was pretty strong. Before I get to celebrity birthdays today, I want to mention, if you are a fan like we are of Liam Sullivan, who is a.k.a. Kelly.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Who does her songs, Shoes. Oh, my God. Shoes.
Shoes. Oh, my God. Shoes. Let's get some shoes. Let's get some shoes. These shoes rule.
That'll stick in your head all day long.
Yeah, you'll be singing that even though you don't know the lyrics.
Where's that song on the list?
Liam Sullivan is performing at the House of Blues tomorrow night on Sunset Boulevard. Show starts at 9, doors open at 8. If you'd like to go, you can pick up tickets at Ticketmaster.com or the House of Blues website, which is HOB.com. But funny guy, very talented. Recommend you see the show. Today's celebrity birthdays, Kenny Baker, little R2-D2 in the Star Wars movies, is 73 years old today. That means when he was last in that little can they put him in, he was like 71 or something when they made the last movie. That's not good for an old man.
No.
Craig Kilborn's 45 years old today. Steve Guttenberg, which is Psycho Mike's favorite actor of all time. He's 49 years old.
Strange choice.
Dave Chappelle turns 34. Rupert Grint from the Harry Potter movies is 19 years old. And Marlee Matlin. Our pal Marlee is 42 years old today. Marlee Matlin, for those of you who aren't familiar, is a deaf actress, brilliantly talented, beautiful woman, and
Oscar winner.
Inexplicably listens to the Kevin and Bean Show,
but deaf.
I'm thinking, is there some guy who just
furiously signing away. And then Ralph said, well, that's what I mean. You hear what I said? And then Kevin screwed up. And then
how dare you?
Bean talked about the Edmund Fitzgerald. Is he just like, his hands are just flying constantly for 4 hours in the car while she's driving around?
Hands of fury.
I don't understand it. But she told Craig Kilborn when she was on his talk show years ago that she listens.
Okay. Now you actually had, seriously, you had a good time when you were here last time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, huh? I'm good.
Obviously,
I had a great time, actually. Thank you.
And thank you for complimenting me that we had a good time. You were on the radio, and I heard that. What's the name of that program, Kevin and Bean? Yeah, I heard you on the radio, and you were great.
I
heard you on the radio while I was driving the car on the 405, and I was listening to the radio, and I thought, gosh, Craig, that's really nice of you to say that.
A little uncomfortable laughter and applause as people are trying to figure out how it's possible she heard that on the radio.
You're just as confused as we are. But in case you are listening, happy birthday, Marlee Matlin. I'm Ralph Garwin. I walk the showbiz beat.
Oh, there we go. Hey, sorry. 106.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 12 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
What's going on down there today?
We're
going
to play that a lot, aren't we?
Yeah.
Steve Aon from Bellflower, congratulations, was caller 20 when he heard Foo Fighters singing All My Life right there. He's now got tickets for the K-Rock LA Invasion, which, by the way, if you haven't heard, is moving to Los Angeles at the Home Depot Center Saturday, September 15th. You can win your tickets, be caller 20 when you hear Tarantula by the Smashing Pumpkins. That's the next song to be listening for, Tarantula by the Smashing Pumpkins. If you still want to buy tickets, there are a few available. You can get all the details at krock.com.
There are a lot of people calling right now because that was the song, but we already got our winner, so we are going to have to clear the lines as we talk about weird phobias. We do this topic from time to time. It's one that keeps coming back because there's no end to people's absurdity. But Ralph did a story on the Showbiz Beat recently about Jodie Foster, two-time Oscar-winning actress. Mm-hmm. She says she really dreads to go on shopping trips. Quote, the thing I really don't like to do is shop. When I was a kid, my mom liked to shop, and I would stay in the car and read. She also said that her fear of the activity has gotten a lot worse. Since then, my shopping dread has gotten worse, and now it's a phobia. I'll walk into a store, feel my face twitch, and run right back to the car.
I can't understand that.
When Ralph first did that story, the first thing I thought is, well, she's, you know, such a huge celebrity, it's probably not comfortable for her to go out and have people staring at her and watching what it is she's buying, and maybe that's where it's coming from. But then I thought, A, it doesn't make any sense because she's had it since she was a little kid, and B, Lisa May has the same thing. Lisa May, somebody we actually know, also shares this fear of shopping. So clearly it goes beyond just Jodie Foster and her celebrity. I mean, clearly this is something out there that happens to people.
What is it with you, Lisa?
You know, I was just thinking as you were telling that story, maybe it is from being a kid. I remember going shopping with my mom. It was always hard because there were things I would try on that she would like and I didn't, but I didn't really want to tell her because I would hurt her feelings.
It's Lisa May, the girl that can't say no.
Yeah.
Ask her to lunch. If you're the devil, she'll go with you.
So I'd end up with clothes I didn't like. And it was just always a struggle.
Why isn't it the opposite, though, now when you can go by yourself and get whatever you want?
I don't know. I'm overwhelmed when I go into big department stores and I kind of start to sweat.
Too many choices.
Seriously.
Too many choices.
And here's the thing. I can't remember anything I have in my closet at that point. My mind is a complete blank. So trying to, like, match things, I can't.
We were talking to Lisa about buying shoes, and she said, I start looking and I have to try on, like, so many different pairs to get one to fit, and I start sweating. What
and then
the
I
hell?
Leave. And then I like those shoe stores where you go and you just do it yourself. And even those, I can have a little bit of a problem if I'm there too long.
Has this bothered you? Have you thought I need to figure out a way to get over this because it's ridiculous?
Nah, it's not like I freak out. It's just uncomfortable. So I can deal with it, but it's I haven't heard many other people talk about this particular.
No,
one.
This is a strange one.
Yeah,
but we always
what
do
about,
this.
I save a lot of money.
Sorry, Bean. What?
What about if you go into a smaller store, like you go down on, Larchmont or something, and, you know, and it's just little boutiques where
much
you go
better.
In and you're not overwhelmed by thousands and thousands of square feet of shopping stuff?
That's much better.
Do you
better.
Crawl into a ball and cry at Costco?
I do not like
Too
Costco.
Too many options!
It's not just that at Costco. It's so many people. That makes me crazy. And I
well,
do
that's agoraphobic, isn't it?
Or claustrophobic or something.
Claustrophobic?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're going to take calls with people who have unusual fears, and the number is 1-800-520-1067. I consider myself pretty normal in most ways. I know you guys don't agree. I don't have a lot of fears. I mean, I have a lot of likes and dislikes. I think the only fear I have is lutrophobia, which has not been a big deal in my life.
What is
because
that?
Well, I'm not around very many otters, so I don't really have to worry about it. But lutrophobia, that fear of otters, I mean, that would be crippling to me if I was living in Wisconsin or something on the water. You know what
Wait
I'm saying?
Wait a minute. You won't
He's agoraphobic,
with
but he just doesn't admit it.
He won't write with a black pen.
No, but that's different.
Is
that's
it?
Not a fear, though. That's just a preference,
it's
I think, more than it is a fear.
I'm not refuse to do it.
I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid of black pants.
We could spend the whole time talking about
being, right.
But we do have some good calls on the line. Let's start with Natalie. I don't know that I've ever heard this one. Natalie in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there. Natalie.
Talking about weird fears. Lisa's afraid to shop.
Too many options.
What about you, Nat?
I can't
talking on the phone, is that it?
You what?
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I can't stand the sound of people brushing their teeth.
Really?
Yeah, it freaks me out. I have to, like, if I see it on TV or in a movie or something like that, I have to, like, cover my ears. It reminds me of roast beef. Like, the feeling of, like...
I'm sorry, did you say it reminds you of roast beef?
Like, whenever you're chewing it. Come on, you know what I'm talking
what
about.
What the F are you talking
I don't.
About?
Like the way it feels in your mouth, the way it just kind of rubs around in there, it's disgusting, and it reminds
how
me of, the
does,
sound of toothbrushes.
How does brushing your teeth feel anything like eating roast beef? I don't even get that.
We got a bona fide nut job on the line. Now,
yeah.
Are you able to brush your own teeth?
Yeah, I can brush my own. It's not a problem for my teeth. Like, when my boyfriend is brushing his teeth, I can't be around. I have to turn on the radio or something.
Okay. I have never heard of that.
All right.
No. Okay.
You should find out.
Sounds like roast beef.
Why are all the people with fears retarded, Kevin? I don't get the voice at all.
I don't know.
Let's try Chip in Newport Beach. He's on line three. Again, I know we asked for weird fears, but can this be true? Chip, good morning. You're on the Kevin Beach on K-Rock. What are you afraid of? No,
Chip.
Not the same Chip. Different. This is Chip in Newport Beach.
Oh, sorry,
not
Chip
in jail.
Go ahead.
What do you
got,
Chip?
Guys. Deathly afraid of paper napkins.
Deathly afraid of paper napkins?
I can't stand it. As long as I can remember, I think it's like a texture thing. But if you know, if I was a kid and eating and my mom tried to give me a paper napkin, I'd flip out. Like, I couldn't touch it without freaking out.
And is that true even now as an adult?
Even now as an adult, yeah, I'm still a pain in the ass.
What do you do? Because most restaurants, that's what you get.
Sometimes I actually will bring a cloth napkin with me. And if I'm in a nice restaurant that has cloth napkins, I'll just jack the napkin and keep it for later days.
Wow.
How about, you
how about paper towels, same way?
Same way, yeah.
Toilet paper?
It can actually dip. No, toilet paper's fine. I've gotten over that hump. But it can actually differ. If the weather's kind of warm, then I'll be fine with it. But if the weather's cold, there's no way I'm putting a paper napkin in my hand.
Are you listening to yourself right now?
Yeah, I'm psychotic. I'm sorry.
All right.
Thanks for the call. Boy, we got some great ones on hold. Please stand by. We are going to get to your calls with unusual fears. 1-800-520-1067 right after this on K-Rock. Right now, we're talking about irrational, crazy fears. Lisa has a fear of shopping. Here's an email from Olivia. Hey, Kevin and Bean, I don't know how this happened, but I get so nervous and freaked out when I have to answer the door. Even when I know someone is coming over or when I've ordered pizza, my stomach starts doing somersaults and I feel like throwing up. I don't know if someone is going to come and kidnap me or try to rob me. Ever since I was little, I always had to have other people answer the door for me. It takes all my strength to answer it when I'm alone. Most of the time, I just pretend I'm not home and hope whoever is knocking will go away and get hit by a bus. A fear of answering the door, says Olivia. That's the topic on the table, 1-800-520-1067. Where do you want to start? We got so many good ones in so little time.
Let's start with Dan in Anaheim. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're very good, thank you.
I am afraid of my garbage disposal.
You're afraid of your garbage disposal?
Yeah. I saw a movie when I was a kid where a woman turned on her garbage disposal and there was a knife in it, point up. And it shot straight into her eye. And I was so young that it stuck with me.
Right, but don't you, now that you're older, don't you say, I'm going to get over this once and for all. I'm going to walk up,
know,
I'm
going
to have a one-on-one with the garbage disposal, I'm going to be fine.
I try. I say to myself, this is completely stupid, I should be able to do this, but every time I turn it on,
That's
I see
funny.
That scene. And especially if there's something metal in there.
At least there is. I mean, at least, I mean, I know your explanation comes from the movie, but I can understand being cautious or wary of a garbage disposal because if you are careless, it can hurt you. Yeah. Unlike brushing your teeth or opening a door is really, you know, not likely to hurt you. But at least I see where you're coming from. Thank you for the call, Dan. Let's go down to line 8 in Southgate and pick up Elizabeth here because this one, I just can't get my head around. Elizabeth, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What are you afraid of?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
You're afraid of what?
I'm afraid of escalators.
Escalators?
Yes.
Because when you were a kid, what?
I saw a movie where this lady got caught in on the floor. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I've kind of been cautious. I mean, I don't know. I don't like...
Can you ride them at all?
Yeah, I've been able to, but, you know, I just... My heart starts beating really fast.
Just uncomfortable.
Is it worse when you're getting on or getting off?
Getting off.
Off, because you're afraid it'll chew you up right there.
Yeah.
It would be very difficult to get something, you know, your clothing or something caught in an escalator. There aren't really a lot of places where there's open moving parts that you can get to.
When I was a really little kid, well, like a toddler, I was tying my shoe on an escalator and sitting down, and my elbow skin got caught at the very bottom, and it ripped off like a big chunk.
No cool. Kidding.
Yeah, I was bleeding like crazy. They had to take me to the hospital.
Excellent. Are you afraid of them now?
No, but she should be.
You got over that with alcohol. All right.
Thank you for the call. Dear Kevin and Bean, talking of phobias on the air right now, I hate the sound of cardboard against cardboard. I'm an assistant. Putting together boxes for filing is so horrible. I lie to my boss and say I need a temp so I can have someone else do it. When I have to put a box together, I have to tense up my whole body and close my eyes and do it as fast as I can. Much love, Jess. Cardboard boxes.
That's what Bean's wife says about sex, by the way. Linda in Pomona, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Linda.
What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of cows.
Really? Oh, how dare you?
You're afraid of cows.
Okay, it's a good reason. I went to Cal Poly Pomona.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're known for having their animal farm and this and that. And this one time I was walking by the cow field by myself. And I swear to God, every single cow was staring at me. And they were just chewing on their grass or whatever they were chewing on. And just even the little calves, they were just staring at me. And it was so scary.
Were they thinking food?
Maybe. I don't know. And then even, like, in some of the parking lots, it's just separated by a gate, you know, a fence. And I'm just so scared that they're going to, like, just run out and ram me. I mean, I know they're just cows, but still, you know, it's just weird. They're scary.
But when was the last time you heard of a cow, not a bull, but a cow attacking someone?
I know. I've never heard. I mean, they're slow. I'm sure I could outrun them. I know I could. But still, they're just scary. They're scary.
Yeah.
They stare you down.
Psycho Mike's theory is that you're as big as a cow, so maybe they're looking at you and saying, hey, there's one of us.
No, I'm not big as a cow.
All right, just checking. Thank you. Let's talk to Alex in San Gabriel. This is a strange one. Alex, good morning.
Yeah, morning. Morning, Miss Lisa May.
Good morning.
What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of wanting to jump off bridges.
You're afraid of wanting to jump off bridges?
Yeah. Two quick examples. The parking structure at Disneyland.
Right.
That, you know, there's that one little walkway that spans that big old gap.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I froze up once, and there was this couple behind me who had to kind of sneak past me. And, you know, because I just want to jump off. I don't know why. I'm not emo or anything.
So whenever you're on a bridge, you feel the need to jump off of it.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know if it's I need to. I just have that strange feeling.
I kind of know what you're talking about. I have heard of this phenomenon before, and it's not just with bridges. There are some people who have it with turning the steering wheel into oncoming traffic. There's something about it because you start to think, wow, that could really happen, and if it did, what would it be like? It's not that you really want to, but it does creep into your consciousness in that situation.
Yeah, and I remember that one conversation you had, or that one topic you did about this. Like it was kind of like vertigo.
Right.
It was like, I don't know, like a couple years ago. But recently we went to Santa Monica, and I forgot there was that one bridge that connects onto the pier.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that one sidewalk rail right there is really low.
Right.
And I had to walk towards the middle of the street, and my girlfriend snapped a shot at me because she was laughing at me.
Dude, I'd say there's only one way to know what that's like. You know? Maybe if you jumped, you could get over that fear.
I know. But I can rock climb and stuff.
You can rock climb.
As long as I'm tethered and, you know, held up by a rope or something, I'm
sure.
Okay.
But so it's not that you're afraid you're going to fall on accident. You're afraid of the something inside you that makes you want to jump.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
It's weird.
Thanks for the call, dude.
Wow. All right.
Let's close with Josh on line three. He's in Tahunga. Another one, again, like so many of these, never heard of this before, didn't know this existed. Hi, Josh. What are you afraid of?
What party people?
Hi, Josh.
What's your fear?
I cannot pee standing up.
Why?
I don't know. Neither can
Lisa, but I mean, what do you mean?
I get stage fright when there's a bathroom full of people. Urinals are out of the question. In fact, I have to sit down even when I'm in the stall.
What about when you're at home?
Yeah, home's fine. Home's probably the only comfortable spot. Family members' houses, forget about it.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
That is so strange.
Is it a fear of, what's it a fear of? Is it a fear of people seeing, or?
It must be.
It must be. I don't know. You know, I've never had anybody staring at me down there or anything like that. It's just, I stand at the urinal, there's a crowd behind me, I feel peer pressure to pee, so I'll fake like I'm peeing, shake twice, walk out of the bathroom, and wait for it to clear out so I can sneak back in.
Do you go to sporting events or concerts or stuff like that where there's never really a time where there's no line?
Nope, never.
Really?
Really.
You don't go to concerts?
Oh, I go, but I won't use the bathroom there. I'll hold it.
Wow. That blows.
Good times.
All right. Well, good work. Good work getting over that, Josh. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Very exciting morning for us here on the Kevin and Bean Show because it's been a while since we visited the Kevin and Bean Players. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the studio Dave, the King of Mexico, and Shaolin Robot.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, guys.
Welcome.
Hi. Now, Dave is a huge fan of The Hills, as we all are, because it's the show you love to hate. And we're going to tell you what you'll be hearing here in a moment. But first, Shaolin Robot, our lovely new intern here at K-Rock, has joined us. You actually have some acting experience, I'm hearing, Shao.
Yes, I do. I played a tomato in my friend's abstract interpretation of Alice in Wonderland.
Wow.
How do you play a tomato exactly? I don't know how I'd go about that.
I just remained very stable, and upon cue, I pranced around like...
Like a tomato prances?
Like when you're high, I guess, when you imagine a tomato dancing, I was dancing that way.
Okay. All right. Good.
I can see you remaining still. I can't ever see you being stable or anything resembling that. I got to be honest, Shao, just from what I know about you so far.
Dave, how much acting experience do you have? You've wowed us before on the show.
I've been on Dawson's Creek, porno.
It's true.
What else? Yeah, that's about it.
That's it. All right. So Dave, the King of Mexico, Shaolin Robot, the Kevin and Bean Players present... The Hills Are Alive.
Look, this is the most popular show on MTV, and everybody is watching it, and everybody is talking about The Hills.
The Hills Are Alive.
But we hate Spencer and Heidi so much that we can't bear to listen to them. So we thought, why not recreate the magic of a scene from this week's episode of The Hills? Dave, what scene are we going to be interpreting here this morning?
Well, we're going to do the scene being where Heidi paints over the mural that Spencer graciously surprised Heidi with.
They moved in together.
They just moved in together, and he paid for a mural that says Hollywood
for life. By the way, in smaller letters.
Oh, I've never seen the for life. But
yeah, it's like graffiti. I mean, this is a
piece, and it was ugly too. Yes. I mean, it wasn't even good.
It was way ugly. And she came home, and he said, "Surprise!" So now,
not only that, he starts saying "surprise" with video games and like a bar. So she's like, "What's going on?" I thought this was our place. So.
Yeah, he may not be ready to get married and actually live with a woman. I think he's got a lot to learn. So I guess in the scene we're about to hear from The Hills.
The Hills Are Alive.
I think Heidi, played by Shaolin Robot, gets a little bit of revenge on Spencer as he comes home for work. All right, if the players are ready, music please. Let's present what we like to call...
The Hills Are Alive.
Exactly. Thank you.
And scene. No, that's at the end. Sorry. And go.
Yep.
Yo, yo. Hey. Surprise. I have a surprise for you.
Are you kidding me right now?
I mean, were you kidding me when you put it up? This is a surprise, just like you surprised me.
I surprised you with a beautiful mural. You surprised me with a...
With a
boring white wall.
You really can't be mad at me.
I can't?
No.
I mean, I can't even believe you did this.
Well, we can decide what to do with this wall together. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Can't be mad at me. I mean...
I can't?
I mean, I thought we should make decisions together. What furniture to get, what we put on the walls, what dishes we get. You know, it's all us being together. That's part of...
I totally agree.
Now we're really gonna, you know, do this engagement thing and everything. It's like our whole lives, our decisions are together.
Yeah.
So from now on, should we agree to make decisions together?
What could I do without you?
Don't say it like that. Anyways, so this is what it is, so...
So this is what it is, so great. Great, great paint job.
Thank you. I thought I did it well.
Ladies and gentlemen. How do they do it?
It's impressive.
Dave, I think you need to, work on your interrupting of Heidi. That's the one thing that's great about Spencer is because he knows everything, because he's her crazy, creepy Svengali manager / fiancé. He always interrupts her, barely lets her talk. You need to
that
really be
true.
Right on
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I'm not as big as douche as he is, so yeah, I don't really get that.
You got to try to project more hateable features.
Yeah,
you
I'm too cool.
Is that the problem?
Yeah, it is. And he's just too big of a douchebag.
He's just too cool.
And for Shaolin, you're going to have to get a hideous boob job by next week when we recreate another scene from The Hills, just to be more like Heidi, okay?
But nicely done.
Yes.
Till next week.
Is that
until next week? What?
I don't know. He put his arm up like he had some big clothes I didn't know about.
Well, that was it, I thought. So.
All right. Never do that. I should have brought this up about a half hour ago when we were talking about weird fears. Bean's afraid of cartoons.
Yeah.
That's how I watch them.
It's animated.
It's a strange one. 7:56, we were going to do the showbiz movie beat here, but we got too much showbiz, so we're going to do showbiz, and then we'll do movie beat in the next break. Let's let's fit it all in somehow.
It's just exhausting, keeping track of everything.
Well, the celebs.
And Be Real from Cypress Hill, if you're on your way, you know, maybe drop a dime, give us a call, let us know you're going to be here, too. That would be great.
That would be great. Or anybody that knows him.
Okay. Lindsay Lohan got her sentence yesterday for her cocaine possession, for carrying cocaine into the police station, for chasing people, stealing cars, drunk driving twice. Oh, you figure that with that rap sheet, she's going away. Maybe for life. That's what I'm thinking.
Going away.
Guilty, 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 guilty.
Yeah, let me see what she got here. Let's see. Life. One day. That's what I meant to say. She's going away for one day.
She gets one day out of that.
Yeah. Turns out they dropped the misdemeanor, felony charges. She didn't have enough blow in her pocket to really be considered a felony charge. She had less than 0.05 grams, which is what the state of California requires you to have for a felony possession charge. She also got lucky because her two DUIs were so close to one another that they sort of rolled them in together, and it also makes the courts a little bit more sympathetic because they believe someone who drinks and drives so frequently really does struggle with addiction.
Why do I feel like they would look at it the opposite way if it were me, that I did it two times that close together?
The moral of the story is drive drunk often. Don't just get just don't do it once. Seem like an idiot. Drink and drive a lot and get caught. That way they know you have a real problem.
Huh. It's really fascinating, Ralph, that you're bringing this up, because you get two in a month. That's better than getting two a year or 2 years apart.
Yes.
How about that?
According to the court. That's weird.
According to this story. The judge decided to slap her with the minimum sentence for the second drunk driving offense. That's 4 days behind bars. But Lindsay has already served a day. She gets time served for the day she spent in jail. She opted to do 10 days of community service as opposed to two of those days in jail. So she ends up with a sum total of 1 day of jail time.
A day.
For all that goodies, all that good stuff.
One day. And then with, time, best behavior, she's out
for good behavior, yes. She should be. They owe her a day.
They're going to call back and write her a check.
The Lee Baca has to do a day at her house because they owe her one. And that's when Nicole Richie happened to her as well. She was supposed to do 4 days in prison.
Yeah.
She snuck into the Linwood Correctional Facility yesterday afternoon. And to serve out her 4 days, she got in. They said, we got a lot of people in this jail. Why don't you just go home? She did an hour and 22 minutes.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Because of overcrowding.
She didn't even have a meal.
No. They gave her a light snack. It was like a flight to Vegas. They gave her some peanuts and a cocktail.
That's true.
And that sent her on her way.
That is barely time for her cellmate to get a book deal.
That is barely time. You're absolutely right. The Fox Network's announced they've canceled their much-hyped and, they promised us this was going to be the funniest reality show ever, this Anchorwoman. Did they love this show? Boy, were they shoving it down our throats. Billboards, commercials. Got to watch the Anchorwoman. You'll love it.
But it had a lot of airings. I mean, that's good.
Canceled. canceled after one episode aired.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how much it blew.
Don't you know ahead of time if it's
Of course they do.
If it's bad enough to cancel after one episode?
Here's what happened in Fox headquarters. The microphones were there.
This really sucks. Yeah, I know, Chief, but maybe we can fool the people into watching it. Okay.
It's great. Watch it.
Did they buy it? No. Cancel it.
But sometimes they'll put a show on that they know blows. Oh, I don't know. Don't forget the lyrics. And the public will inexplicably tune in and watch it and make it a hit. So you can't tell until you get it on the air.
How dare you? How dare you say that blows? That Wayne Brady, he's one talented Negro.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to watch the rest of the series, and I can't imagine you would. But if you would, you can go to the Fox website, and they're going to stream the episodes there. So you can see WWE diva Lauren Jones trying to read the news in Tyler, Texas. See, just if you put it that way, somebody just said, nope.
Not a show.
It's a fish out of water thing.
Oh,
you get that, right? She doesn't belong in that world.
I get it. I'd rather see your boobs out of bra thing than a fish out of water thing when it comes to Lauren Jones. Speaking of reality television, the New York Times got a hold of the contract that parents had to sign when they allowed their kids to participate in Kid Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Familiar with this show? They take 40 kids, they put them in a ghost town, and they let them just survive on their own.
Go
just
crazy.
Go at it. Just create your own government, find your own food.
Now, that's everything. Not on yet, right?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's CBS is going to be airing it. They sent them to a ghost town in New Mexico. These are 40 kids. I don't know how many kids, actually. But they're kids from 8 to 15. And authorities are investigating claims that state laws were violated.
State laws?
Like child labor?
Child endangerment.
Oh.
And one parent has sued CBS for claiming her child has suffered child abuse and neglect while participating in the show.
It's not good for New York, it's not good for America, and it's not good for the entire world. And so CBS, shame on you. Shame on you, CBS.
Yeah, here's the thing. CBS said to these parents, all right, we're going to take your kids and we're going to abandon them in a ghost town for 40 days. Okay? All right. But don't neglect them. Is that what those parents are angry about?
Yeah, this should be dropped right at the feet of the parents, I would think.
New York Times got a hold of the contract that the parents signed when they allowed their kids to participate in this show. In the contract, parents agreed not to hold the network responsible for pretty much anything, including, and this is directly from the contract, emotional distress, illness, sexually transmitted diseases, HIV, and or pregnancy.
What?
Dude. So kids 8 to 15, by the way. Now, in the truth, during the production of the show, some kids did need medical attention on the set.
Right.
Several of them drank bleach accidentally while filming.
How do you do that?
They're kids.
They're kids.
All right.
You know, usually you put locks on those doors in your kitchen so kids can't get to the cleaning supplies.
And they don't have a mom there serving them up Kool-Aid after school. I mean, they're basically on their own looking for stuff to drink, I guess.
Another girl burned her face with grease while she was cooking for the tribe. So there was some let's say, less than fortunate behavior happening. So.
I'm going to be surprised, even though they're already advertising it, I'm going to be a little bit surprised if this show ever makes the air.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it will.
I hope.
I'm fascinated by
it. Will people watch
it? I hope it does. I will.
It's the first one.
New York Times says that the document pretty much covers anything that can happen to a child, including death.
Yeah.
Or contracting AIDS, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
And that the parents would have no recourse or compensation for those events.
Well, then they shouldn't be suing.
Yeah, what kind of parent signs a contract like that? It's insane.
Bad ones.
Yeah. Fox should have had to sign that when we watched Anchorwoman. You should go blind for watching this show or something. You can't sue us because I'm thinking of suing. And lastly, David Hasselhoff has some good news for a change. He has won libel damages from the tabloid magazine OK Magazine over reports that he was drunk and abusive at an L.A. nightclub after he won custody battle for his daughters. Remember that story? He was drinking drinks off other people's tables and walked around. They tried to throw him out and everything. Apparently, he sued and won.
How did he win that?
I don't know. I guess they couldn't substantiate the claims.
Hmm.
Apparently, he won damages. No word on how much he won. But Hasselhoff's attorney, Simon Smith, told the court that the allegations were entirely false, and the publication has agreed to print an apology, pay substantial damages, and reimburse Hoff for his legal costs. So a blow for the celebrities versus the tabloids there. But I guarantee you he was loaded.
Yeah, I mean... Allegedly.
Ralph, you can't say that. You can't say that.
I hope, I hope he got enough money for a couple of shots, at least.
Oh. The way he drinks?
Yeah.
That's not That's nothing. All
right. Hey, guys, maybe not so much on that because he sues and wins.
Tell me you're going to stop.
Defense.
I'm going to stop.
Your Honor, exhibit.
Comment?
No.
Yes?
Huh? I'll be fine.
I'd like to address the jury's eyes to the screen, please.
There is still a class action lawsuit against him for making us sit through his performance on America's Got Talent the other night, too.
Oh, that was good. I'm hoping to get paid off on that.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Rupert Grint. He was Ron Weasley in the Harry Potter movies, 19 years old today. Dave Chappelle, Rick James, bitch, he's 34 years old today. Marlee Matlin, Oscar-winning actress. So funny, my name is Earl, too. You watch her on that show? She plays Joy's attorney.
She's
so
great.
Funny. 42 years old today. Craig Kilborn turns 45. Steve Guttenberg.
Woo! Yay, Steve!
Shut up.
Who is winning people in Guttenberg?
Awesome. He's not awesome. He's horrible.
Super good.
How do any of you have any opinion of him whatsoever?
Love him.
Who cares?
The Goots.
He's horrible.
Is it because of Three Men and a Baby or because of Police Academy? Why are you so in love with him, Lisa?
No, not Police Academy. Three Men and a Baby. What was the other one I mentioned before?
Hey, guys, we're still talking about Steve Guttenberg. How about if we move on?
He's great. Love him.
Yeah. That's why he's had such a strong, long-lasting career.
Sure.
Oh, wait a minute. Did he do like a Veronica Mars? That was the first thing in the past 20 years.
He might have done too much too quickly.
Oh, I see.
That's all there is.
Well, he's 49 years old today. And Kenny Baker, a little R2-D2, a little English midget inside the tin can in Star Wars. 73 years old today. That can't be good for a 73-year-old midget, right? Did they live to be 73? He's way past his prime as a midget, isn't he?
Apparently they do.
I thought they'd kick early.
I don't really
Sorry
know.
If there's any midgets listening. I don't mean to talk about your people this way, but I always heard you died early. Or maybe that was the Giants. I can't remember.
Well,
one of you freaks dies young. That's all.
Isn't 1 year of a midget like 7 years for humans?
That's dog around. Years. That's what's wrong with you?
Same thing. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Were you trying to get crazy with this thing? This thing? Don't you know I'm loco?
You're wondering why we have a little Cypress Hill on the brain today. It's because the band is on the bill September 15th, of course, at the Home Depot Center for K-Rock's Inland Invasion. And Be Real from Cypress Hill in the studio of the world-famous K-Rock here this morning.
Thank you
Hey,
very
Be
much.
Good to see you again, man. How are you?
I'm great, man. Thanks for having me back.
Well, we're delighted. This summer has been the return of Cypress Hill with the Rock the Bells and now LA Invasion right around the corner. It's awesome to have the opportunity to see you guys again.
Yeah, man. It's great for us to be out there again doing our thing. We've been on hiatus. You know, everybody's been in the studio recording their separate projects and whatnot. And when the Rock the Bells tour came up, you know, we jumped at it, being that the lineup was so great and a chance to be on stage with Rage again, or to watch them, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you say again, you were at that show at the Olympic Auditorium, weren't you?
Their last show, yeah.
And wasn't that at the time when everybody was trying to guess who was going to maybe take over for Zach, and you were one of the names, right?
Yeah, I mean, the guys and myself, we talked about it. I threw it out there. I said, hey, man, you know, if you guys are going to keep it going, you know, I'll step in
till
you guys get it, you know, how you want it. And, you know, we thought about it, but I think they wanted to take it to a different direction. They wanted a singer, and hence Audio Slave with Chris Cornell, which is really cool.
Yeah. Although I'm glad they're back now. And is it fun touring with the guys in Rage?
It's fun to watch them, man. Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, after the years that they took off, I mean, we've had a chance to tour with them way back when we all were first coming up and all that.
Right.
And to see them these many years later, it seemed like they got so warmed up and in pocket like they had never stopped,
right?
You know, doing shows.
They didn't miss any of that time on stage.
Yeah, they didn't miss a beat at all, man.
Did you get pepper sprayed out there?
I left right before the pepper spray began.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Because I was watching them by the soundboard, like the outside soundboard, whatever, in the middle, the main
right.
main console.
So you were kind of where all the people were starting to rush down front when they brought in a crop dusting plane with tear gas and sprayed the whole place.
Yeah, when I watch Rage or a band like that, you know, I'll go into the pit area and watch from there. I don't like watching on the side of the stage because you never really get the full effect. You
doesn't
know,
sound as good.
It doesn't sound as good, and everybody wants to be on stage watching the show, man. I don't need that. I'll watch from the sound booth.
Mike and I went up on stage right after, I think it was after you guys, before Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
And that's when they started pepper spraying people backstage because there were 5,000 members of Wu-Tang. What
the
was
Wu-Tang
that about?
The Wu-Tang entourage. They rolled deep, man.
I swear to God, it was all the guys in the band, but then there were like a crowd of people behind them on the stage looking out at the audience. I've never seen anything like that before.
I think, you know, half the people in the audience were...
they were up there.
In the band.
And that's when they started pepper spraying people. We started coughing. Our eyes were burning. We're like, ooh, this is a good time right here.
Yeah, I missed that. I think, you know, right after we got off stage, we went and did this you know, this autograph signing thing, and that's probably
why
we missed
it.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
And then, they started doing more after the Rage set.
Oh, sure.
Got bananas up top, you know, in the grass area.
Yep.
I know a lot of people are asking you questions about Rage, and they were headlining this Rock the Bell show, but what about Public Enemy? Had you played with them in the past before?
We had played with them for Smoking Grooves either 97 or 98, something like that. And, you know, we were big fans of Public Enemy, man. I mean, that's all we were bumping for a long time when we were coming up, you know.
Isn't Flav unbelievable? Isn't he just like one of the strangest people on the planet? You just can't take your eyes off of him.
He is a character, man.
He's a walking cartoon.
Yeah, you know, but he's a sincere dude, you know. He really got a lot of love for his friends and stuff like that. He's just outrageous, man. You know, there's only one Flav. I don't think they'll ever in hip-hop or music be a guy like that.
No. I have a little alarm clock, Flavor Flav alarm clock, where the clock is actually the clock part, and then when it goes off, when it rings in the morning, it's one of his sayings. It's awesome.
Did you see his roast?
Oh, yeah.
That was cool.
That was awesome.
I thought the grandfather clock that Carrot Top gave was hilarious. That was good.
This is Be Real in the Studio. Of course, we're talking about Cypress Hill playing the K-Rock LA Invasion. You guys have been together now for 16 years, 17, something like that?
Yeah.
Long time?
We've been making records for like 16, 17 years. We've known each other over 20. You know, we're all kids when we were doing it as a hobby and whatnot. So.
And is this going to be the first, forgive my naivete here, but is this going to be the first time you're putting out a solo record, this one that you're working on now?
Yeah, I'm just finishing that up before we start on the next Cypress record because, you know, I wanted to kind of just, you know, do something different before we go back and all throw our ideas in the pot and see what works out. I mean, we're all excited, though, because, I mean, we've taken a little bit of time off, you know, from each other as far as recording-wise. I mean, because we still do shows here and there. We've been going overseas here and there and little festivals in the States here and there, but... You know, to actually go back in the studio and record together, we haven't done that in a while, so it's going to be interesting.
Do you get nervous in a band when you have a guy like you who obviously can, you know, is talented, can make a solo record? I mean, do you worry about ending up in a No Doubt situation where the solo record takes off, you know, all things go well, next thing you know, you're away from the band for 2 or 3 years at a time? It seems like that would be a fear.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's definitely one of those things you have to think about. But for me, you know, Cypress Hill is my foundation. I wouldn't have that opportunity to do a solo record if I didn't, you know, if I had never come up with Cypress. So, you know, I just try to juggle it the best I can if that were to happen. You know, I would probably try to combine Cypress and my solo stuff so that I could tour doing both.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Both deals, you know. Nobody does that too much, you know. You don't see Gwen Stefani doing her solo stuff and then after No Doubt or No Doubt before.
That's true.
But that's probably what I would do because, I mean, you know, like I said, Cypress Hill is the foundation. And I love making Cypress Hill records, you know, so.
When you play the K-Rock LA Invasion, are you going to employ the bong handler that was backstage at Pepper Spray the Bells?
You had a guy, Spray the Bells, that's a good one.
He had a guy, like it was a bong handler, and he was in charge of it, he was cleaning it, and he brought him to the stage, the whole deal. That's a strange gig right there.
Yeah, man, our bong roadie, man. We're going to have him in effect. We got to get a new bong, though. That one blew up after the San Bernardino show.
Did it really?
Yeah, the weed was too strong, man. Blew the bong out.
That's an occupational hazard, I guess.
A strange occupational hazard, but good.
Yeah, especially when it dumps on your feet, man. It's not great.
Now, I know we got
We got two ways to win tickets here this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. The show, of course, is virtually sold out. There are still a few seats available if you want to go to KROQ.com for details. But two ways you can win here this morning on our show. One is be caller 20 when you hear Tarantula by Smashing Pumpkins. That is still coming up between now and the end of the show. And Kevin, why don't you explain what we're going to do with B next to give away a pair of tickets?
Well, we're going to play a game, Got to Be Real. And I don't think I want to tell people how to play it yet.
Okay.
Let's just have them call at 1-800-520-1067 and we'll play it with Be Real when we get back on. That's one of the things I like about Cypress Hill is they can play our K-Rock LA Invasion with Smashing Pumpkins and Foo Fighters that we just heard there and a bunch of the rock bands. And they can play Pepper Spray the Bells with all rap bands. You guys fit
they
in anywhere.
They can do it all.
You know, we try.
Be Real is here from the band Cypress Hill, of course. Tremendous live act, and it's going to be a real thrill to have you on the bill that day. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets right now to one of your fans, we hope. Kevin, explain to us how the game is played now that everybody's all screened in and on hold and ready to go.
It's called Got to Be Real, and we've done this before with certain artists, and it's sometimes difficult to identify even your own music backwards.
Right.
So we have your songs backwards. The listeners are going to tell us whether they think you can get it or not. Then we'll play you the clip, then you tell us what song it is.
Sounds good.
Backwards, all right? Let's start with Joel and Eagle Rock. Welcome to Got to Be Real.
If you want to win tickets to K-Rock's L.A. Invasion, you got to think like Be Real. You got to get inside his head. You got to be real.
So, Joel, again, the way it's going to work is we're going to play a clip, and then you're going to tell us whether you think Be Real is going to be able to identify a Cypress Hill song backwards, okay?
All righty.
All right. We're going to play the clip first, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's right.
Here we go. Here's the clip, and then you wait for a second, Be Real, and we'll ask the caller if you're going to know it. I think that's probably the easiest one, Joel.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah, I think you'll get it.
You'll get it. All right.
I will get it. That's Rock Superstar. Son, don't know me. I'm chilling in
the hotel room lonely, but I think... Nice done.
All right.
Nicely done.
So, Joel, you are in the drawing. Hang on. We'll find out within 5 minutes who's going to win. Let's move along to line two. We got Joe in Wilmington. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
All right. Here's the song, and then you tell us whether he's going to know it or not. You should perform them like that. That'd be cool.
That would
that
be crazy.
Scary, that one.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what that would do to his audience with the state that they're already in?
Yeah. You have to smoke double.
Joe, will he know it or not?
I don't think he'll know it, no.
Lack of confidence. That's Dr. Green Thumb, my friend. I don't want to buy no
weed from no cop. Yes, it is. Get locked up and they close
up my shop. Good one. So Joe is out of the running. Let's try Eric. He's in Northridge. Eric, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Bean.
All right. Here's the song.
Listen up.
That's like, I am the devil.
Yeah, I wonder if I'm saying it.
We're going to see.
Eric, is he going to know it or not?
Yeah, he'll know that one.
All right.
Yes, and you are correct. That is Hits from the Bomb.
All right, let's go to Hondo in Highland Park. Hey, Hondo.
What's up, yo? What up, B?
What up, Hondo?
What's up, loco?
It's got a cool name. Hondo.
All right, Hondo, here's the song. Yes or no, Hondo?
Hey, B, have you been smoking this morning?
No, not yet.
All right, I'll give it to you then.
Yes.
Yes.
He says you're going to know it, B. What do you think?
That's how I could just kill a man. It was a dead giveaway.
That was a great way to check, Hondo. That's,
it sure was.
You know, it's good that he's got his thinking cap on right now.
Let's go to Ken in San Dimas. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. Hey, B.
Yo.
All right, here's the song. I'll stop it right there, for God's sake.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
Jesus.
He'll know that.
Yeah, of course he will.
That's the easiest one ever.
We're all going insane over here.
Yeah, you are, as a matter of fact.
It's hey, Pete, what is it that makes that world's most annoying sound on a record ever in that song that goes all the way through with that? How do you make that noise?
You know, a lot of people thought it was a horse. You know, but I'm not exactly sure what Muggs used on it. It could be a horse.
You don't know what makes that sound.
No, you know.
That was done in production?
That's weird.
Yeah, you know, thing is, Muggs would use these crazy little animal sounds here and there, and, you know, people thought they were some sort of instrument, but they were actually animal sounds.
Interesting.
So it could be a horse.
All right.
All right. We got time for one more contestant with Be Real in the studio, the world famous Kerouac, giving away tickets, and we got Eddie in East LA. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, guy. What's up, B?
Yo. Okay, here you go. Here's the song. Wow, that's all left up.
Now that's a hard one right there.
Eddie?
I'll say you get it.
You're smart.
I don't think I'd bet against you this morning either.
That's what's your number right there. I don't hear that song that much these days, but, you know, I
can still identify it.
I had a feeling
were there.
That was it. I was there when we made it.
That's true.
All right. Lisa has the names of all of the people who got through, who correctly guessed whether B would know the song or not. Let's find out who wins.
Joel in Eagle Rock.
Joel in Eagle Rock was the first person we talked to. Joel.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Congratulations. Tickets for K-Rock's LA Invasion.
Yeah, right on.
See Cypress Hill? Make that sound somehow.
Hey, yo, check this out. And the winner is...
Well, Flavor, it's Joel. We already said it's Joel from Eagle Rock. You're a little late on the uptake there. Sorry, Flavor. That's going to be a hell of a show. Again, if you want to go, there are still just a few seats available for sale. You can get the details at krock.com. And, of course, we're continuing to give them away here on K-Rock. Smashing Pumpkins, Foo Fighters, Velvet Revolver, Kid Rock, Chris Cornell, Satellite Party, Hot Hot Heat, Against Me, Paramore. And, ladies and gentlemen, from Cypress Hill, how about Be Real, our in-studio guest here this morning.
Thank you so very much.
Before we say goodbye, I have one last question, and that is it true that you told them on Loveline that you have a friend who smokes so much pot that he can milk himself? Is that true?
No, I never said that.
Did you not say that?
No.
Were they joking about that?
I think they were joking.
All right, just wanted to check on that.
That's a little crazy.
All right, listen. Hey,
but I'll tell you an interesting story, though.
Yeah.
Every time, you know, I go to Loveline, you know, me and Stryker joke around about this thing because when K-Rock was out in, was it Burbank or North Hollywood or something like
Burbank,
that?
Yeah.
When they were doing the show over there, I'd went to, you know, pump the one of our shows we were doing over there. And he's asking me, hey, what's going on these days? I said, man, two of my cars just got stolen right in front of my house, you know? So it was an ongoing joke every time, you know, I go on their show. He's like, how are your cars doing? And this last time I went over there, he goes, so how are your cars, B? Nobody, you know, everything cool with your cars? Like, yeah, man, I got cameras on my house now. Nobody's taking nothing.
Oh, that's the very last next thing you should
day,
say.
The very next day, my car got stolen from the front of my house. Can you believe that?
Well, you're begging people to take it by saying that.
Yeah, thanks, Stryker. If you're awake.
B, we love having you in. Thanks for coming in. Can't wait for the show in a couple of weeks.
Thank you very much. We can't wait to be there and rock the house.
Thank you, man.
No
Appreciate
pepper
it.
Spray.
Yeah. Kevin, you may not want to listen to this bit. I don't know that you can handle this.
I don't want to. It's the article out of the USA Today, older adults don't give up on sex.
Now, Kevin, as you know,
70, 80, 90-year-old people still having sex regularly.
Kevin, as you know, thinks no one is attractive or sexually viable if they are more than 2 years older than he is. Whatever age he is, up till about 2 years later, that's it. Other than that, they should just be put down. But this study says that they're continuing to get down as long as they're healthy. And I guess Lightning came up with a rest home or something. We're calling somebody to talk to about the story?
In Illinois, yep. Call and find out just exactly what's going on with the old people and the sex.
80-year-olds having oral sex. That is kind of tough to take.
Really? I mean...
That does kind of hurt.
Hello?
Hi, sir. We're looking... is this the Rolling Acres Retirement Home?
Sure is. Who is this?
It's Kevin and Bean Radio. We're calling from Southern California.
Oh, Southern California. That's quite a ways away.
It is, yes. You're in Chicago? No, you're in Evanston, Illinois.
That's high Chicago,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, sir, what is your name, please?
My name is Marvin.
Marvin, the reason we're calling is this article in the USA Today newspaper this week about how sexually active senior citizens are. Did you guys hear about that article there?
No, I didn't hear about that.
They've done a comprehensive study and published it in the New England Journal of Medicine asking if people give up sex just because they're getting old. And surprise, surprise, the answer is no.
No.
Jeez, Marvin, hold on a sec.
No way.
Okay,
Marvin. I will stick my in anything that's still breathing.
Marvin.
Okay, we're on the radio. We're going to have to ask you if you would, please, just to watch your language. Do you mind?
Hey, guess what? I'm old. I don't give a
54% of old people sexually active reported having sex at least twice a month. 23% twice a week.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I'm in that group. I'm doing it 2-3 times a week.
Wow. Really?
Here's the best thing about being old is that women outlive men.
Well,
you
get
to be my age. I've seen 82 summers now. You get to be my age. You're a commodity. You're quite in demand.
So you're a ladies' man.
Because there's more ladies here than men, so I have to service a whole bunch of bitches.
Oh, I see. So the ladies that you're having sex with are all there at the retirement home.
Yeah. I just go down the hallway with my out sometimes, and they come a-running like I'm ringing the dinner bell.
About half of the men and women up to the age of 75 engaged in oral sex in the previous year.
Really?
Oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah? You like people?
Yeah. No. Oh, no. Hey.
Sorry. Did I offend you?
Yeah, that's out of line.
Kevin, you got to watch your language. We're on the radio.
Sorry.
No, I like to eat
Marvin, come on.
Jeez.
We got a lady here on the show,
for
Marvin.
God
do you mind?
Sake. That is awful.
The hardest part, though, is getting the old bitches to shave their
come on.
Because that old gray pubic hair gets wiry, and if you're eating down there and you get a mouthful of muck, you're for the next 3 hours, you're spitting out hairs.
It's not sexy.
No, not at all. Marvin.
Too hard, your teeth fly across the room.
Oh, Marvin.
Right, we got that. We understand. Yeah.
Sometimes I take them out before I eat some
Marvin, what about physically? Is it difficult for you to maneuver around and be in various positions at your age?
Not really. No, I use a walker.
You use a walker, okay.
Yeah, so I'll bend some bitch over, and I'll lube up her
Come on. All right, that's
enough.
And then
I just put the walker right in front of her.
Okay.
And then I just pick the target and hey.
All right. I wish they hadn't done this study. This
Sometimes
is very unpleasant.
If they're on an oxygen tank, I'll take the cord and wrap it around their neck.
Come on, Marvin.
Use it like reins, you know? Use it like I'm riding a pony. And I'll say, whoa, bitch. And I get my all deep up inside them.
Okay.
I like to hit bottom.
All right.
I don't want to talk to Marvin
anymore. We're glad that you're having such a great time out there at the retired home, but we cannot continue this conversation anymore,
Sometimes
Marvin. I'm sorry.
I'll get four bitches, and I'll with the walker at the same time.
Okay.
Just the legs of the walker. I'll just jam it right in their
Marvin, we have to go, but thank you for your time. I'm sorry?
You okay, Marvin?
Then I hit him over the head with a bedpan.
Okay. Thank you, Marvin.
Time for the Showbiz Beat with Ralph.
Yeah. I want to be famous. I've always wanted to be famous. You know why?
Why?
So I can do bad things and not go to jail.
Seems to work.
That's the only real reason I can see for really being famous. That's the best upside there is.
Yeah.
Sure, you have to deal with the paparazzi and you lose your sense of privacy. But you know what? You can break all kinds of laws and you don't do any jail time.
I think it's more money in this case, being able to hire the best attorneys, than it is even fame, Ralph.
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Leona Hemsley, she went away for 16 months or something.
Yeah, that's true, and she had all the money she needed.
That's
She's a billionaire, you're right.
No one's richer than her. I think they just like the famous.
Could be.
Apparently it worked for Lindsay Lohan. We found out yesterday that Lindsay not only had the felony charges dropped against her, but her two DUI arrests in less than 3 months were rolled in together, and the court took pity on her because they said that indicates she's truly struggling with addiction. So what happened is the judge slapped her with the minimum sentence for the second drunk driving offense that she got, which is 4 days behind bars.
4 days?
Yes.
That's it.
Look, I'm sure it didn't hurt that she's already into a facility over there at the Cirque Lodge in Utah, and they took that into account as well, but the 4 days was the sentence. Now, keep in mind, Lindsay already had time served for a day when she got arrested, so it takes it down to 3 days. Then she was able to opt out of two of those days by doing 10 days of community service. So she ends up with 1 day of jail time.
Good behavior?
Good behavior. That's it. She's out. Now, she does have to complete a 36-month probation program, also has to do 18-month alcohol education program, a couple $100 and some fines. She has to do a 3-day county coroner program where she has to visit a morgue and see dead bodies and talk to the victims of drunk drivers.
Wow.
But still, better than prison.
It just seems to me like they could have looked at it two ways. And if it were me, they would have looked at it like, he didn't take the first one seriously enough. I'm going to give him the maximum sentence.
Yeah.
Not, hey, she did it so close to the other one, she's really got a problem. Let's go easy on her.
But if it was you, we could, as your friends, go into court and testify that you do have a problem.
So you might
get a little break.
But I'm just saying that you could look at it either way. They seem to have looked at it the super lenient way.
Your Honor, he's a hopeless drunk. That's what we could say. And then they would give you a time off, too.
That's not my point.
But Linus would come to the stand and testify that Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show was, in fact, the best person in the world and is practically a god.
There's no jail that can hold Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show.
That's right. Look, if people were saying that Lindsay needed to bottom out to get the wake-up call to really get her life back on track, this has got to be it. You talk about dodging a big, giant bullet. I mean, she really is given a second chance here to make good.
Dude, and this is not bottoming out. Bottoming out is getting a lot of jail time. This is, wow, I didn't get caught this time either.
If she breaks this probation, though, they say she could get 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she's on for 3.
Now it's serious.
Yeah.
Not this time. Really.
Chasing people down in a stolen SUV and
stealing a
car.
Them.
No, that now it's serious. So we'll have to wait and see. But I was just interested that 10 days of community service equals 2 days in jail. I thought that was surprising. Didn't you guys have to do like 400 days of community service
when you killed that broad? We didn't kill anyone.
First of all, Sluggo killed that broad.
Right.
And it wasn't even us. It was Mark and Brian, now that I think about it.
Right.
Lindsay Lohan, meanwhile, took away all the attention from Nicole Richie going into jail. She snuck into the Linwood Correctional Facility yesterday to serve out her 4 days behind bars. But it turns out the jail was just too crowded. So they released her after an hour and 22 minutes.
She barely had time to unpack her suitcase and set everything up.
Yeah.
You know?
Early time.
Early.
She barely had time to take a shower and get molested.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, they let some of those people out of jail that are in for marijuana, by the way. There'd be plenty of room in jails for real criminals.
Good point, be real.
That's kind of why it was on my mind, I think. That's part of the problem with the overcrowding in the California system.
I think we should start calling him Bean Real.
Bean Real. Mm-hmm. I like it. Hey, guess what? Tom Cruise has a problem that Scientology can't cure.
That's just not true.
Not that one. I'm talking about snoring.
Oh.
According to Star Magazine, Tom and his wife Katie Holmes sleep in separate bedrooms so that she can get some peace and quiet because he snores so much. Yeah, that's why they sleep in separate bedrooms. Yeah, it's snoring. That's the ticket.
Come on.
He snores, so they have to sleep in separate bedrooms.
But come on.
I hate to suggest that I know where they're
very
coming
quickly.
From. No, I just hate to suggest that I'm familiar with the scenario.
Oh, you snore and that's why your wife wants a bedroom to herself?
That's what she says.
Yeah.
Plus, maybe that's what Katie says, too, I guess.
Plus, she's afraid the men going in and out of the bedroom all night long would keep being awake.
That is just not true. There's no one more heterosexual than Tom Cruise, who's a lot.
Bean's wife.
That is true.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I overreacted.
No. The men going out of Tom Cruise's bedroom, it's a whole other story. And that doesn't happen either.
Nope.
They have a separate entrance, if you get my meaning.
Hey, what the?
Holy Lord.
You mean they come in the back door?
How dare you both.
Maybe they do.
I don't know if they do or not. Britney Spears is the mother of the year, even to her animals.
Oh, man.
National Enquirer is reporting last month, you may remember she had to make an emergency trip to the vet.
Yeah.
With her new puppy, Yorkie London. Well, here's what happened. Turns out that she took the puppy and stuck it in the crib with her two sons.
Uh-oh.
And let them play alone.
And left?
Yeah.
Left the room.
The sons, who are, just toddlers, treated the animal apparently like a toy and tossed it out of the crib onto the floor. Where the little Yorkie broke his leg, was found whining in pain, and now has a cast on his leg.
The children may be too young to be able to accept the responsibility of caring for a pet.
You think?
Yeah, maybe.
And if they'd heard it, that dog could have turned around and bit them, too. I mean, this could have been
just
much
a little
worse.
Puppy. He was pretty helpless.
I hope that's true.
It is the mother of the year, though.
She's spectacular.
Bad move.
That's something.
Her kids would be better off going to Kid Nation.
that thing on CBS where they're just letting
all the kids run wild in the ghost town? Yep. Kids would be safer there drinking bleach and cooking with grease than they are with Britney Spears as their mother in the same house.
With either one of them. K-Fed or Britney.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, before I get to that, let me give you a heads up. If you are a fan like we are of Liam Sullivan, who does the character Kelly, you may have heard her famous song, Shoes.
Shoes. Oh, my God. Shoes. Let's get some shifts. Let's get some shifts.
And let me borrow that top.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Her other hit song. By the way, Liam also stars in the new show on VH1. I hate my 30s. Anyway, he's in concert tomorrow night at the House of Blues on Sunset Boulevard.
He's going to do an hour and a half on Shoes?
I think he is. It's a dance mix of Shoes and Let Me Borrow That Top, Betch. 9 o'clock's the show. Doors open at 8. House of Blues, by the way, great place to see a show, any show. Mm-hmm. Good times, good booze, good food. You can go to HOB.com, their website, or Ticketmaster for more details and to purchase tickets. But I thought I'd give you a heads up because we've had Liam on the show and he's very funny, very talented guy.
Let me borrow that top. I want to borrow that top. Aren't we friends? Aren't we friends? Don't be a batch.
Don't be a batch.
Maybe Seacrest will schedule Kelly as part of the halftime entertainment of the Super Bowl if he has anything to do with who appears.
Good. That'd be appropriate.
Good. That would be great.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Rupert Grint. He plays Ron Weasley in all the Harry Potter films. Still has a couple to go. He's 19 years old today. Dave Chappelle, actor and comedian, is 34. Craig Kilborn, former talk show host. Do we have any of you guys talking to Craig Kilborn?
Nope.
Do we have any of that tape?
Nope.
No? I remember you guys did the show.
Millions and millions and millions of Angelenos wake up with my next guest every morning. They are the morning guys on K-Rock out here in Los Angeles. Please welcome Kevin and Bean.
Now, he left his show, I thought, to act. And yes, we've seen him appear in a couple of movies in small roles. But what's going on with him? Do you know, Ralph?
I don't. I haven't heard about his career. I know he did Old School. He was in that.
Yep.
He played the Jagoff in that movie. But I haven't seen him much since.
He's a good dude.
And Marlee Matlin, who said on the Craig Kilborn show that she listens to the Kevin and Bean show. It all ties in. It all dovetails today.
Which is odd because she's deaf.
She is a deaf actress. Very beautiful, very talented, Oscar winner. But yes, she doesn't strike me as a big radio listener.
Actually, it might be easier to listen to our show if you're deaf.
Trust me. Sometimes I know I wish I was. When you guys were talking to that old man.
Oh, Marvin.
You and
he
us
was
both.
Too much.
Yeah. That was outrageous.
Marlee,
would you like some Marlee? They just want to take our word for it.
No, yeah, we got. We're on it. We're on time. Yeah,
no time.
Marlee is 42 years old today. So we wish her a happy birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
September 15th, 2 weeks from tomorrow at Home Depot, K-Rock's LA Invasion, Smashing Pumpkins, Foo Fighters, Velvet Revolver, Kid Rock, Chris Cornell, and a whole bunch more. And we kind of had a little screw-up there where we told you the song to listen for was Paramore, and then we went right into that song by Smashing Pumpkins. But that song by the Smashing Pumpkins was the one you were supposed to be listening for.
So now that that's
your
over...
Your station has a lot of problems.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
We do.
Now that's over. Now listen for Paramore.
That's correct. That's the next one that you're supposed to listen for. But Eli Dunn from Santa Monica won the tickets for K-Rock's LA Invasion. Congratulations. And now
Eli Dunn won them? Is that what you're saying? Eli Dunn won those tickets?
Wow.
Is that what you're saying?
Better be Friday.
I don't think I would say that.
Oh, sorry. It better be the end of the week. That's all I have to say.
All right. We have no time for laughing, boy. Moving on. All right.
All right. Sir, not that funny.
All right.
Don't encourage him.
Don't wait. Don't waste it. You're going to need some for this next break.
Movie beat still to come right now, ladies and gentlemen. I can't believe we're so close to the end, but we're up to chapter 21 of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. And Ralph drew the short straw a couple of weeks ago and has been taking us through every new chapter with a new one every day. And today, I guess we're next to last, right, Ralph?
We're not close enough to the end, my friend.
Oh, no.
Oh, really? In my opinion.
You're
still
a little frustrated?
It started off okay. This series of chapters started off okay, but it's just gone. Just spiraling downhill towards the end. Yeah, these last three chapters are just a complete anticlimax. At this point, well, you know what's happened. Rosie, the nosy neighbor, has just found out from her husband, Randolph, who was hiding in the closet when Rufus, the pastor, talked to his boyfriend, Chuck, and found out he had the package.
Right.
Now they're spreading the rumor
of the package being AIDS, by the way.
Right. Now, by the way, in the commentary, if you're watching on the IFC.com, R. Kelly says, people have to figure out what the package is. I can't tell them. They got to figure it out. Like, oh, yeah, you're so oblique. You're regular J.J. Abrams. You are.
He's a gay guy in the hospital with some disease.
Some horrible thing they're calling the package.
Can't figure out what that could be.
Could it be dandruff?
Cold.
Anyway, now we're back with Sylvester and Tuan.
Okay.
Who are back in the car off on another caper. Remember when they were going off to meet Kathy, the woman he was having an affair with in the previous chapters? Now they're going off on some other dangerous gangsta OG caper.
Sure.
But first, before they do, Sylvester has to stop home so he can change his suit because he needs to wear a different suit to this meeting.
Okay.
And he comes out to the car in his suit, and Tuan is upset because Tuan has to wear the same clothes to the meeting.
Then he gets back in the car and Tuan looks at him and says, man, where's my net? Sylvester says, where's your what? Tuan says, my suit. Sylvester says, what make you think you could fit a suit like this? Man, I'm slim. Be
looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger in my sh-.
Yeah. This is the most meandering, pointless, rambling chapter to date.
I think we used to worship this kind of nothingness, but now it's getting old.
Yeah. So Sylvester tries to explain the layout of what's going to happen in this caper. They're going off to meet a gangster, a mobster, and propose to him this plan they have to steal this money.
Okay.
Okay. So Sylvester is giving Tuan how it's going to go down. He's giving him the layout of the situation as they're going to this club to meet this mobster in the basement of this club.
Then we'll go downstairs. It'll be a hallway with a couple of pit bulls and armed security up the ass. Yeah, this on some old movie shit. This ain't TV. You this up and our ass is grass.
Yes, his ass is grass.
Okay.
If he doesn't behave, Tuan here.
Okay? All right. It's not some movie.
No. So finally they get to the meeting room with Joey the mobster.
I hope R. Kelly plays him.
Oh, sure he does.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And things are pretty much as Sylvester told Tuan.
There'll be a room. We'll go in it. It'll be about 6 or 7 gentlemen there. Then they'll search and take my gun. Say nothing, just sit down in the chair. Man, wouldn't it be better if I stand? Nah, because they don't like it when you stand.
Are
Shut
you
up.
Kidding me? Shut up with every detail of walking down the hallway. No, they don't like it when you stand. Shut up.
Hey, shouldn't I stand?
No, just let's move on. Well, the moment we've been waiting for, where Sylvester and Tuan finally have their sit-down meeting with Joey, the Italian mobster.
Yeah.
R. Kelly. In maybe the performance of his career.
Is that right?
As a white Italian mobster. Please enjoy.
How you doing, Sylvester? What up, Joey? Don't say my name. Who's your new friend? He's my brother-law. Brother-law, is he? Well, he smells like a copper to me. A what? Me too, boss. Man. T. Ass grass. That ring any kind of bells to you?
See, he's telling Tuan to be cool. Our ass will be grass. Remember that? Ass grass. That's the code.
So that was the mobster?
Yes. And he talks like this.
That sounds like a mobster to him.
1930s. And he does all the Italian henchmen, too, by the way. It's pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
Well, Joey, the mobster, doesn't take to Tuan at all. And he doesn't want him in the room when they talk business.
And Joey, the only reason I'm here is to discuss business with you. Yeah, yeah, well, I ain't discussing no business, especially with Mr. LL Fool J sitting here. I don't like him.
Come on!
LL Fool J!
Burn!
Come on!
No, you didn't!
How does he do it?
Oh, LL Fool J.
He thinks Tuan, who has been in the joint for 3 years, looks like a cop. Is that what he's saying?
Smells like a copper to me. By the way, copper, known as you since James Cagney died in White Heat in 1939. Copper.
Copper.
So, anyway, Joey, because he's the big boss man, gets his way, and Tuan is sent out of the room.
Sure.
I'll be listening from the outside. Yeah, yeah, whatever. Mama said knock you out. Out of here.
See, Mama said knock you out. He's going back to that LL Fool J. Okay.
What a burn.
It's a comeback. Sylvester is explaining the caper.
Don't call it a comeback, Ralph.
Sorry.
Oh, geez. Been here for years.
Sylvester is trying to explain the caper to Joey.
Right.
He's got an idea to rob a train. Again,
rob a train?
Nothing as current
on
as a good, old train robbery.
What the hell?
Once again, R. Kelly, you think, would have more experience with the underworld than he does, apparently, because he's talking about coppers and train robberies.
He must have just watched an old movie.
He must have.
Thursday, 12 o'clock, midnight, a train comes in from Indiana. Yeah, so what about it? Well, here's the deal. While Sylvester's talking, Tuan sits outside and falls asleep.
But Tuan's outside, supposed to be watching his back, falls asleep out in the foyer area.
Son of a bitch.
I'll tell you.
Uh-oh.
Sylvester continues telling Joey the plan, including how much money they can all make.
Yeah, well, what kind of money are we talking here? Joey, I'm telling you, you could own a whole pasta factory.
Gee, boss, imagine that. Your own pot. Sorry.
Oh,
see, that's his henchman.
Wow.
Making a joke there.
Wow.
Wasn't the original appeal of Trapped in the Closet just the intense personal dysfunction of the relationships of the main characters? How did we end up robbing trains with James Cagney? I mean, where did we go so wrong,
Ralph? I wish they would rob the trains. Not just talking about
it. Instead of planning it, show us them robbing the train.
Meanwhile, Tuan's outside, as I mentioned, outside the room where they're having the meeting, and he starts to challenge the security guards that are sitting out there with him, with the most manly of all challenges.
Tuan turns the chair around and sits down, puts his hand up, and says, "Asshole." Security looks at Tuan like he gonna shoot him. Tuan yells out, "I'm Rassle."
arm wrestle.
No.
Oh. He's challenging the mobsters to arm wrestling.
This is over the top with Sylvester Stallone again.
It is. Now, here's the thing. Inside, Sylvester is facing down Joey when suddenly Sylvester pulls out a gun.
Uh-oh.
And holds Joey at gunpoint. Turns out the whole thing was a ruse, the whole train robbery.
So he's not going to rob a train.
He's going to knock off the mobster. He's going to take his money. I mean, what mobster can go to the police and say they stole my money, right?
Then Joey looks at Sylvester and says, what is this, a joke? He pulls a gun out and says, yes, but I'm the only one laughing. Don't get your ass mold. Twine straining and looking at his watch because he knows his time is up. He breaks the table, takes the gun, and pointed at the guards and says, what?
He says, what?
What?
In the butt.
In the butt.
See, Twine is arm wrestling with this big henchman guy, and at the right time, he breaks the table with his arm and steals his gun. See, and now Sylvester's telling Joey, you got to open the safe or I'm going to shoot somebody. And Twan says, I'm going to shoot somebody. Everybody's going to shoot somebody.
That's how they all end.
Joey, don't make me have to ask you again. Open up the motherfucking safe. Joey says, forget about it. Twan says, I'm about to shoot me a motherfucking day.
Yeah, all hell's breaking loose.
Wow.
And then the oddest thing, the security that is surrounding Joey the mobster starts to approach Sylvester. Even though he's got Joey at gunpoint, they don't care. They're coming at him, gun drawn.
Okay.
And apparently they keep coming at him, and keep coming at him, and keep coming at him. And according to the song, keep coming at him, and keep coming at
him.
For
like an hour?
And then they keep coming at him. I think you'll get the gist from this.
And the strangest thing happens. They start moving in on him. Getting closer and closer and closer. They start moving in on him. They're getting closer and closer and closer. They start moving.
Then Twan suddenly wakes up.
I thought he was arm wrestling somebody.
Remember he fell asleep outside the room where they were
right,
having the meeting?
Didn't he arm wrestle after he fell asleep?
The whole thing was a dream inside Twan's head,
oh,
Kevin.
Oh, my God.
None of that happened?
Sylvester didn't pull a gun and try to rob the mobsters.
That was the first time there was some kind of action.
No, much like season 2 in Dallas, it was all a dream.
He dreamt that whole thing.
He wakes up, and they are actually planning to rob a train.
Oh, well, good.
But Twan is startled awake as Sylvester and Joey come out of the room.
What? Wake your ass up! Sylvester, your man's gonna be all right. Yeah, Joey, he'll be all right. What's wrong with you? Man, I had a motherfucking dream that all these motherfuckers... Yeah, more like a nightmare. Puffing stuff, I'll show you a nightmare. Twan, we did good. Let's go.
Do we have to listen to the last one on
yes.
Monday?
Can
we just
okay. Wait till you hear the last one. Wait till
really?
You will not effing believe the last one.
Go to KRock.com, the Kevin and Bean page video, and you can see these, and they're not to be believed.
I don't know what's going to happen when R. Kelly gets in front of a judge and jury in Chicago next month, but they have got to convict him for something. They
Dude,
really do.
He's going to offer to arm wrestle the judge, and that's how they'll settle
that's
it.
That's right.
Yep.
In a world, someone has been watching one man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies, no matter where he turns, there's just no escaping his destiny. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
14 new movies in Southland Cineplexes this week.
14?
14 new movies.
Wow.
Obviously, we just don't have time to talk about all of them, so I'm going to mention a few that look interesting for one reason or another that you might want to check out this weekend. Starting with a film called September Dawn. This is a romance story which takes place against the backdrop of the 19th century massacre of 120 men, women, and children as their wagon train passed through Utah. And this story takes the perspective that massacre was in fact ordered by the head of the Mormon church, Brigham Young, and asked to be carried out by his Mormon followers.
Now, very controversial.
Wow.
A lot of talk about this.
Yeah, the Mormons are all cheesed off about this movie because they say they had nothing to do with it. However, there is some historical evidence to support the theory that it was the Mormons, in fact, who committed this massacre on this wagon train full of people.
Wow.
And I think it's about time those effing Mormons got their comeuppance, you know? Always causing trouble, those Mormons out there with their magic underwear and their Jell-O.
By the way, you could think Ralph's kidding, but look at all those miners they killed just this month. I mean, it's not like they've stopped even today.
What is wrong with you? Bean at KRAC.com.
Anyway, here's a little clip from the movie starring one of my favorite all-time actors, Terrence Stamp. You may or may not know him. Just a terrific British actor. Maybe you saw him in Sexy Beast with Ben Kingsley. What else could you have seen? Oh, he was Zod, General Zod, in all the Superman movies with Christopher Reeve.
Kneel before Zod.
Mm. That guy?
Don't remember. That was a long time ago.
Ringing a bell?
Long time ago.
Anyway, he's the best. Here he is playing Brigham Young, pretty much setting the hounds of hell on this wagon train.
I am the voice of God. And anyone who doesn't like it will be hewn down. God has revealed to me that I have the right and the power to call down curses on anyone who tries to invade our lands. Therefore, I curse the Gentiles.
Ah!
Dude, what a badass.
What could they hate about that?
He's either Brigham Young or Joseph Smith. Which one was the guy who was leading the...
I think he plays Brigham Young in the movie. I think you're right about that.
Anyway,
yeah.
He was some bad Mormon dude. That's all I'm telling you. He puts magic underwear on and all hell breaks loose. That's September Dawn. Also opening this weekend, Resurrecting the Champ. I want to see this, I think.
I haven't heard of this.
This is the movie with Josh Hartnett, who plays a young, eager magazine reporter who gets his big shot when he finds a boxing champ. Played by Samuel L. Jackson, who has become homeless and is living on the streets. And he takes this story and pumps it up and puts it in his magazine as sort of his big shot at becoming a major magazine story writer. In this scene, Josh Hartnett's asking Sam Jackson to look through his cart of belongings to help with the story that he's writing about this boxing great who has fallen on such hard times.
Aren't you afraid someone's going to steal your cart?
No, we got this town, homeless code of honor, you know? It's all right. Nobody won't bother.
You know what would be good for the story? If I could look at some of the stuff in your cart, see what you lug around every day, then I think it'd be really interesting for the article.
All right, we can do that. As soon as you take me to your house, let me go through all your personal stuff.
Great Sam Jackson.
It has been a couple weeks since he's been in a movie.
That's
so
true. He is lagging behind.
Now, do they get him back in the ring? Does he fight again? Or what's he trying to do with the old man?
I think just do a story on how the mighty have fallen kind of thing. How this once great athlete and a man who was looked up to by millions has fallen on such hard times and is pretty much forgotten by society. I think that's the angle of the story.
He should fight Rocky. That would be the movie.
I don't think they're trying to get Sam Jackson's old homeless ass back in the ring. I mean, I don't think that's really the thrust. But it could be. You don't know.
He should fight Brigham Young. That's who he should fight.
That would be a match.
Two movies together.
Ladies, here's your movie. The Nanny Diaries opens this weekend.
Read the book.
Lisa.
I'm torn on this one because it does have Scarlett Johansson,
it
right?
It sure as heck does.
But it doesn't look good then.
This is based on the hugely popular best-selling novel, based on the writings of real nannies who worked for these rich bitches on the Upper East Side in New York City. And yes, it stars Scarlett Johansson, who's a middle-class New Jersey girl who ends up accidentally becoming a nanny for a wealthy Upper East Side Manhattan couple. Laura Linney also stars, and Paul Giamatti, who is one of my favorites as well,
sure,
is also in this. Here's a little scene where initially, what happens early in the film, where Scarlett Johansson gets confused for a nanny because of, well, some mistake with her name.
Let me apologize for my feral son.
Oh, no need to apologize. Please, I love kids. I'm Annie.
You're a nanny. I just lost my nanny. Oh, my God. Are you employed?
No, unfortunately, I...
Fabulous. Look, here is my card. I really look forward to hearing from you.
I really think you misunderstood me.
I have a very good feeling about this.
She's kind of
wow.
Recruited into service there.
Because her name rhymes with nanny?
Her name is Annie. She's a nanny. Scarlett Johansson, though.
She's pretty high.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
And lastly, war.
How dare you?
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
That's what I'm talking about.
A slow on the uptake.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Jet Li and Jason Statham.
Hey! That's right, yeah.
Star as two men at odds because Jet Li killed Jason Statham.
Stop it.
FBI agents, and Jet Li is an elusive assassin who is in the underground. And
come on.
Jason Statham has to avenge his partner's death. Here's Jason Statham confronting the man, Jet Li, who killed his partner and his partner's family.
Maybe you remember my partner. Remember?
killed his wife, Diane. His four-year-old daughter, Amy. Remember a cabin in the woods? A cabin that you burned to the ground? Their body's still inside? Remember that? Say you remember, but my partner's goddamn head off! You will find only pain living in the past.
You'll find only pain living in the past. Get over it, he's saying, basically.
I'll bet Jason Statham doesn't.
I'm guessing right. He doesn't.
Until Brigham Young comes in and kills them all.
I think you're all confused. Anyway, that's my pick for this week. You know what makes reminds me of? The movie I'm most looking forward to is this Shoot 'Em Up with Clive Owen.
I don't know
that commercial.
No.
I've seen the billboard.
Oh, your head's going to explode.
Cool.
But it's another action adventure, which seems like a good time. So I'm picking War this weekend. That's my choice. But I'm going to go see The Nanny Diaries because my wife's going to make me.
Yeah.
Well, if you got to go see a movie that your wife takes you to, at least there's some eye candy.
I got some Scarlett Johansson to look forward to this weekend, so I got that going for me. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman.
Ralph Garman.
Movie beat.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do?
What it do? What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Tickets today at 1-800-520-1067 just for getting on the air with how about the LA Galaxy versus Real Salt Lake? That's coming up a week from tomorrow, Saturday, September 1st at 7:30 at the Home Depot Center. Also, the first 5,000 fans in attendance get a Galaxy lunchbox. You can call 877-3-GALAXY or visit lagalaxy.com.
Let's say good morning to Scott in Santa Ana. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, guys.
Scott had a major celebrity sighting last night.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm at Disneyland, and it's crowded. They're getting ready to do their fireworks display.
Right.
And we're wandering through the crowd, and everyone's just crowding up. And I see this big guy. He's, like, bumping into me and my girlfriend. So my girlfriend turns around, and she looks at me, and she's like, Scott, that's David Hasselhoff.
Yay!
Why was he bumping into you?
Well, because it's really crowded, and everyone's, like, stopping to look at the fireworks, and you know how it is there. We looked over.
Yeah.
And he appeared to be a little bit drunk.
No!
Not the Hoff.
How dare you, sir?
I kicked myself. Like, literally, I just couldn't stop. I was, like, staring, walking.
Did you take a picture of him with your camera phone?
I could not. It was too dark.
Damn you!
I pulled the thing out, and I was so mad because I was listening to him talk to people, and he's just kind of a little slurring of speech.
This is a mess.
And I walked away, and I thought to myself, oh, I'm going to kick myself. I wanted to say, don't hassle the Hoff.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Every single day lately, we've been getting a new Hoff sighting. I mean, the guy is really out there.
Nope.
Let's go to Alex in Anaheim. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. What's up, guys?
What'd it do?
Oh, man. How could that guy not say, don't hassle the Hoff?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Basically, I got two kids, and one of my kids pulls me into my backyard and says, hey, I want you to check out our neighbor's garden, right?
Because
he's growing, like, pumpkins, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
I look back there, I see 7 large marijuana plants.
Nice!
I mean, I was looking at them, I was like, man, I wish this was 20 years ago, but, you know, it's not. So I'm looking at them, I go, I have to call the cops on this because it's a little much for personal use, right? Cops come over.
Hold on a sec. Let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
Why did you have to call the cops on it? Because your neighbor was growing pot?
Yeah, because I got kids and he was growing just a little much for personal
when
use.
You see dealing next door.
When you said that, my first thought was put on dark clothes, go over at midnight, and help yourself.
Like I said, I wish it was 20 years ago, but it's not.
He doesn't smoke anymore. Alex doesn't smoke anymore. He's got kids. He's a father.
You did the wrong thing.
Whatever. Anyway, though, the cops raided the guy's house. 167 plants on the inside of his garage.
Wow.
One of the largest busts in Long Beach history.
Wow. Oh, and he wasn't sharing any, right?
I don't know.
He was dealing. That's the point, Kevin. He wasn't smoking.
I don't understand
selling
what you guys are talking about.
He was endangering the neighborhood with his illegal activities.
Exactly. Do we want to give a prize to a narc for calling our show? That's my question to you guys.
He's a responsible father.
Try to encourage some civic responsibility once in a while.
Nothing wrong with minding your own business once in a goddamn
while. That's right.
Alex, would it kill you to look the other way?
Hey, call the police. Call the police. I'm a narc.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Hot Fuzz.
Some disgruntled customer comes by and does a drive-by on the neighborhood.
Look.
You look.
Look. Let's go to Sylvia.
Just because your assistant Linus buys all your weed, you don't need to do it yourself.
Sylvia in Glendale. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, you guys. You know what? I have a good topic for your show.
Yes?
Okay. Your coworkers who do things annoyingly on purpose just to get on your nerves.
Bean.
And you just can't.
Yeah, we have one of those. Bean. His name is Bean. He does everything he says is to annoy us.
Bean.
Yes.
What does your coworker do?
You know what? He's better than you. His mom's better than you. He drives a better car than you. He comes up with the ideas first.
Kevin.
I don't do that. He's the guy who has to top every story you tell.
You know what? He can't even replace the paper on the fax machine. He has to come to somebody else and say, excuse me, there's a light flashing. Can you replace the paper? Excuse me, are your hands broken? Can't you do it yourself?
Yeah. We all have met the kind of person you're talking about who can one-up whatever you do. You come back and you go, yeah, I just had a great week in Hawaii with my wife. And he says, yeah, I was there for 2 weeks one time. I mean, whatever it is you've done that's cool, he's always done something better. We know exactly what you're talking about, Sylvia.
I used to have two coworkers like that. It's worse than you.
Thank you for the call. All right. Where else? Chris in North Hills. Good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd it do?
What'd it do, Chris?
What's happening, Chris?
Are you depressed?
Oh, yeah, there's some guy who flashed a reporter while getting interviewed.
He flashed a reporter?
No, some guy got an interview and flashed a reporter.
Flashed the reporter? Slashed.
Yeah.
Are you saying slashed?
Yeah.
Like knife?
No, he just dropped his pants.
Dropped his pants.
Flash.
He is saying flash.
Flashed the reporter while being interviewed.
I don't.
That's interesting, but did you go through any kind of a screening process or person to get on the air? Who did you speak with to get put on hold?
Moving on.
I'm just saying. I want to make sure we can fire somebody before the end of the show today. That's all.
Bean's the guy who's constantly ringing the phone. No, we got one of these, and now he wants to have an in-depth interview with this guy.
No, I didn't. I just wanted a name. I just wanted to hear it was Shaolin Robot, or it was Dave, or it was Alex, or whoever it was, so that we could fire that person so they can't answer our phones anymore.
Oh, that's all. It doesn't matter.
Unpaid intern. I got news for you, Pam.
I got news for you. Chris is pretty representative of us. All right. Pam in Cypress. Good morning.
Is that you, Johnny? Yeah, what the hell's wrong?
Beer mug? Seriously.
Beer mug? How about somebody who we can understand, somebody who can speak English? Put them on the phone.
He's apologizing.
Who's this Chris guy?
Beer mug put that the reporter got knifed, by the way, on our little screen here where we see what the call is about.
Because he heard slashed.
He heard slashed, and it was flashed.
Yeah. All right, we don't have time for Pam. We're done today. Sorry.
Oh, what's it all? We got to talk to Pam.
We don't have time for Pam.
We got to talk to Pam.
God's sakes, people. Pam?
Yeah?
What?
Hey. I had a dream date with Steve Guttenberg back in the 80s.
Was it dreamy?
Not really.
You mean he's a tool, isn't he? He's a big tool.
He was really nice, and he was pretty young at the time. He was a couple years younger than me, but...
But he's a tool.
He's not a tool.
There's no reason to suspect that he was a tool,
He's
Ralph.
A tool. That's what she's saying.
Yeah.
Was he famous at the time?
He had been in a couple movies, and he was just going to take off to go make Diner.
Oh, okay.
And he met me, a mutual friend. He saw a picture of me and asked to meet me. We met, and he kept calling me and asking me to come up to the house he'd just bought in Brentwood. And I never would do it because I figured he just wanted to get me up there to have sex.
Yeah.
It's so like Guttenberg.
But now you wish you had because you could say
I had sex with Steve Guttenberg.
Pardon?
I said now you wish you had, though, now that he's a huge star.
I know. I could have been Mrs. Steve Guttenberg.
You could have.
That's why it's important, Pam, to put out to as many different people as you can, because you never know who's going to get famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, have sex with everyone.
All right.
All right. Good for you.
Thank you, Pam.
Smoke up.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I had a date with Steve Guttenberg.
So anyway, I met Steve back in the 80s.
What, Cat Corbin had sex with Steve Guttenberg? I want to thank our special guest, B-Real from Cypress Hill, for joining us. Of course, Cypress Hill on the bill for the K-Rock LA Invasion Saturday, September the 15th at the Home Depot Center in Carson. I don't think we've mentioned, what song are we listening for? Is there one, or are we
Paramore,
done with that?
Paramore, Misery Business.
Okay, there you go. So that could be coming up at any time here on K-Rock.
Monday morning, we have Trapped in the Closet, the final chapter, chapter 22. We have Dave Duchovny from Californication, and we have your tickets for the LA Invasion on Monday morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
That's true.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll. Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
Speaking of Cat Corbett, indeed. Coming up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock, including Foo Fighters, also Rise Against. We got a new song from Linkin Park, Nirvana, Modest Mouse, and more straight ahead here on the world-famous K-Rock. K-Rock QFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles.
Munchies. Who wants some munchies?
Just like the other one.
Now, exactly how much pot did you smoke?
Seems to be about 10 minutes.
We're gonna smoke some pot tonight.
I don't have another cent.
I shall continue to oppose efforts to legalize marijuana.
So it's over? That seems unlikely.
Hey guys, nice job by you, better job by me. Out.
Yay, 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ. I'm out of here. Say goodnight, and hopefully I'll get some sleep. I doubt it. Never get sleep where I live. I'm a robot, but anyway, I'm out of here, and hopefully everything will work out.
This brutal ordeal is now officially over. And I will never speak of it again.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.